During the third millennia, in a strange place known as the United States of America, a war was brewing. Brainwashed Marxist idiots in colleges across the nation clashed with equally brainwashed, anime-obsessed neo-Nazis. Starbucks windows were shattered, Dodge Challengers were totaled, and Muslims realized that rental vans were cheaper than plane tickets. Skinny, anemic millennials from coast to coast were hospitalized with life-changing injuries such as sprains and first-degree burns. And the heroic knights of 4chan rose up to defeat Shia LaBeouf and drive the evil villain into a descent towards a madness the likes from which he would never recover. As the enemies of freedom destroy the cities that raised them, as America begins to resemble an Iron Maiden album come to life, two heroes have risen up to fight against the culture of utter madness and restore sanity the only way they know how, by refusing to take any of it seriously. Mersch.
And I said, hey, oi, let's chop your penis off. Oi, can I have me penis back?
Why do you have dreadlocks, you white oppressor?
Royce Lopez.
Always be aborting. A always B B aborting. Always be aborting.
Breaking news.
Breaking
dude.
News,
You're
guys.
You're hearing it only on our show first. Apparently, Donald Trump has worked out a deal.
He will get the wall. Unfortunately, it's going to be a rock climbing wall.
Oh, no! The other side's going to be a slide. You climb the wall up and lands into a nice, clean, chlorinated pool. And then you immediately get a welfare check.
Fucking A.
Oh, shit. He was a boy, he went to girl, now he wants to be a boy.
Oh, God, just stay a girl if you're going to be this indecisive.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's a handsome woman with a great penis. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with trannies. I just don't want to put that one's cock in my mouth.
Bound forever by their mutual love of smoking marijuana, Simpsons references, and affection towards Alex Jones, these two men have joined forces to bring you uncut news and opinions directly from the belly of the beast. Saving Western civilization one childish dick joke at a time, here they are, your new heroes of the Imperium, Mersch and Royce Lopez.
Howdy, y'all. Yeah, welcome aboard. And let's commence the very awkward jiggling. I think we can agree, right? This is a little weird.
It's weird being so close to you. Like, I don't like being so close.
Being
to
close
you.
Is weird in general, emotionally, physically. But
with family, friends.
You guys are normally in like a different state when you do this, right?
Yeah. Normally I'm in Maine.
Yeah, this is weird. So welcome to Revenge of the Sis. Of course, Mike Sheely, Royce Lopez.
Hi.
We are in a different city. We are at a different time. I'll admit it, I zoned out listening to our intro and being, you know what this felt like?
I thought High Society had a long intro.
Not as long as ours.
No.
You know what this felt like? This felt like doing the Wayne's World episode when Noah's Arcade like sponsoring them.
It's
like, what is this? But Mike Sheely, Royce Lopez, we're joining you live. Well, not live, whenever you'll see this.
You'll see this.
We are in New York City.
New York City.
And we are joined, of course, by Chris from Brooklyn, our longtime friend. I think we've known him super long time.
At least
High Society Radio.
Yeah, close.
Yeah, we're at the Gas Digital Studios, and then we are joined by
a young Ben Margera. Oh, sorry.
That's not true, okay? All right, it's a
Ben
young...
Margera now. That's what I want.
He's not Ben Margera. Who's the one who died in the Porsche?
Well, Ryan Long? Oh, no, that's
you. Fair enough. Comedian Ryan
Do you guys remember
Long.
That thing when
Paul Walker.
Someone goes, Bam Margera, I'm going to miss you, man. And he goes, hey, I'm still... Oh, Hulk Hogan tweeted. He goes,
I'm still alive, man.
He goes, still alive, brother.
That's phenomenal. It's an amazing time to be alive, to just experience. Like, all of the shit that goes on now in social media, everybody's a neo-Nazi, everybody's a commie, we're
ideally
all gonna kill each other.
Well, before we get into
it, all, it's all worth
it. Can we talk about how you dressed up for this?
Not me.
No, him. He's wearing a sport coat.
Yeah.
We have to address the fact that you, like,
well,
dead
he left
poet,
the basement for the first time in years.
Dead Poet Society bullshit.
No, look. He looks like he's gonna sell me coke at a Persian nightclub.
He looks like Howlin' Mad Murdoch at a wedding. You're dressed like a fucking like one of the Cuban communists that you fled with this fucking army jacket on.
Hey, you can't.
You've gotten fat on the fucking blood of the people.
If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear from you, Roydy Magoo. Leave me alone.
Ruins you wish. I'd be fucking swole up.
No, seriously. Do you have any?
Can I ask you an honest question? Now, what was harder to do? Put on a sport coat or get up earlier than me to go get a haircut? So fuck.
I got a haircut in New York.
In New York at a, and
you
I walked,
faded up
because you're Cuban and you had to be like, I've heard so much about these Dominican lineups.
Well, that's just what happened. That's what happened. Hilarious.
Because you guys are staying in Jersey City, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jersey City. Oh, you had to get a haircut.
I walked by a white barber shop. I'm like, And then I saw there was a black one. I'm like,
It was.
It's like the Three Little Bears. And then I saw a Dominican one. I'm like, just right. And I was like,
they're wild in there. That's a party,
dude. It was crazy.
It's literally like being in a resort, and the fucking person that's dancing is cutting your hair at the same time.
They had one of those knockoff Cody boxes playing like the latest like Avengers movie on the screen.
Oh, every barbershop in New York sells those.
It was. I know. So did they. So I'm sitting getting a haircut, but they have the fucking Avengers movie playing, but you could still see the Windows logo at the bottom. I'm like, oh, this is all. I'm at home. Yeah, I'm at home,
dude. I went to the barber there, and I go, okay, I want this, and I go fade it in here, and the guy goes, yeah, haircut, and I go, yeah, that's not really what I said, though.
No, it's fine. I got you.
It's a little more specific with the instructions. He goes, yeah, haircut, and he gets the clippers out.
Dude, I was growing my hair out, and I went to the barber before we came out here, and I was like, yeah, just. A little over the ears, leave it, because I'm not like trying to grow it
just
out.
Just the tassels. Just leave two tassels.
And the guy's like, oh, no, totally.
Two curling.
He tassels. Never used anything but a pair of clippers. And by the end of it, I was just like, here, just take it. I don't, just take my money.
Dude, I'm such a foot. There's no way I'm going to be like, all right, cut this. We're done here. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Did he
use the thing? Did he use the straight blade?
He used the straight blade.
Yeah, no, you got to get the straight blade.
Did you put a little hot towel?
It's kind of cool. I wasn't saying that. I'm on the straight blade.
He didn't use the hot towel, which made me upset because I'm like, it's like 10 degrees outside. I'm immediately going to start bumps all over my head and my neck. He's like, no, you're done. I'm like,
no, he just did this. He goes, and then he wipes it off.
I'm like, hey, can you take your fucking AirPods out for a second and listen to me, please? I'm burning. My neck is burning right now.
No hot towel. I'll give you a hot Carl. Welcome to New York.
Exactly. So we're staying in Jersey City because you know we don't have that like that cumtown money.
We came to pay our respects. Quite frankly, we came out to
for 9/11. I think it was about 9/11. Time we come out here.
You know, there was some more recent stuff too, and we just wanted to pay our respects.
What happened? What's some more recent?
I don't know. There was a couple people at a grocery store. It was a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. It was
what
a
happened?
Bunch of trucks.
Oh, in Jersey City.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like those people.
No, I know.
Well, hold on.
I
love There's everybody. A lot of people there that we don't like.
I love everybody.
Well, we were talking about that on High Society. We were talking about it's not a hate crime, right? Because they were black Israelites. Right?
That's what it was
just Semitic crime.
Exactly. Jew on Jew violence. And quite frankly, I don't condone it. You know, if you look at the
It was
statistics.
In a deli. It was clearly over a line skip. So the mustard wasn't coarse enough. Something.
Yeah, you call you this do? Pastrami? Yeah. It's just the whole thing blew out.
And that was a black Israeli saying that. You call this pastrami? Yeah.
I'm supposed to bring this back to this van and feed my family with this. I must be fakakta to take this back there.
You got relish on my Timberlands.
They were just furious that they were selling Rubens because it's not kosher.
Yeah,
exactly.
Lost their minds.
Yeah, just,
oh, I was telling these guys, though, I saw the Israeli guy digging through the garbage and in a bodega looking for lottery tickets that hadn't been used yet.
Oh, the place around the corner from here?
No, this is in Brooklyn.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I go, that is the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, full fucking gear on, the whole thing.
And you know what? He had the whole like uniform.
He had the cheese hat on, the whole fucking
really?
Thing. It was the best thing I've ever seen. I looked at the bodega owner and I go, pretty funny, right? And he goes, that's amazing. Yeah, like he was down with the, this is hilarious.
He was like, that's Ira. He's here every Saturday.
Yeah, he comes by.
What are you gonna do?
Never found anything. 12 years running.
Just like you know, whoever did the Vegas shooting. I want to be serious here for a second. What happened in Las Vegas, guys?
Yeah, let's pour some out for the kids.
But don't. We're going to get in trouble. They're going to blame us.
Yeah, seriously. Something happened in Las Vegas today.
This whole table's carved like Louis J. Gomez.
Something didn't happen in Las Vegas a couple years ago.
Oh, that.
Yeah, don't pour drinks on the carved table. Though. Like, what is he, Stannis Baratheon? He's got the whole fucking, that's pretty
good. By the way, that was phenomenal reference to Wayne's World because that is so bang on.
I was waiting for a different version of our theme song to kick in to see like, I don't know.
Party time, excellent. With your host.
You have like four people in two different control rooms going, and five, four,
Hey, I'll tell you what we'll do is if to make this feel more like your show, I'll skip and stream a little bit. I'll say every second word. How are you guys doing?
No, you know it was great.
Oh, we got a little trouble here with the stream.
I got no problem saying the N-word. I mean, well, if you guys want me to make it
feel at home. Feel at home?
Yeah. That's why we're friends. No,
we call him Chris. Chris knows how to pander to his audience. High Society Radio, folks.
It was really funny, too, because when I was talking to Chris was like, yeah, we could do it. We might only have one producer. I'm like, that's fucking a luxury. We don't even have one. Are you
What's a producer?
Me? Are you? I'm there panicking, going, it's not loading. What do I do? It is true. This is really nice too, and I could tell Lewis isn't a real Puerto Rican because there's coasters, and that's pretty
that's
dope.
Ralph.
That is.
That's true. All Ralph.
Got it. Now that makes sense. That makes a lot of
if
sense.
If Lewis was a real Puerto Rican, though, there would just be a it would be like a plastic sheet over this.
No, he would take his shoe off and put it in his shoe, and then
nobody would have shoes on in this building. Yeah, take your shoes off. Put them outside.
There'd be
put
a big out. Jesus, a holographic Jesus,
sandals
over the mantle.
they would demand all the humans take their shoes off, but there'd be 11 pit bulls roaming around in here. Like it would just he'd go. There's and no logic.
All
to
the pit bulls are wearing Jordans.
I feel like it's just a power move.
Are you cooking? No, the house. Always smells like adobo. I don't know what to tell you. It's just what it smells like in here.
So should we be professionals and actually be like, first, do you guys want to promote anything?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me do that.
Like,
I got it.
Used to this.
I could do this. So here we go. So, Mersh, you want to promote anything?
Sure. My name is Mersh, and I'm going to be on Guest Digital here doing
that. Perfect.
I don't know. I have nothing.
When are you guys releasing this?
Probably tomorrow. If we can tomorrow. Yeah.
Today, you mean? Because it's live.
We're live. So you're gonna right
promote
now.
And you're going to promote something that you're doing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so Sunday, if you guys are watching this on our channel, Sunday we'll be at a Comedy Fight Club. Go to the stand. Is it the stand or the stand comedy?
You're not
club?
Supposed to talk about it. It's like the first rule, dude.
No, that's
no, no, that's fucking fat girls. I thought we were.
I don't know.
No. We're amongst friends. Oh, you can talk about fat boys.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was talking about who actually did 9/11.
Google Comedy Fight Club, December 22nd, the Sunday night. Come on out, join us. We'll be judging. Dave's.
If you use the promo code CFC on the stand's website, you get discount tickets.
Yes.
Thanks for stealing my thought. I was going to go, I'm going to drop the promo code and I'm going to like trounce these bitches and show how professional I am. I showed up in a dress coat. I had the promo code in this. And
I'm wearing my own merch.
Can I just do a little quick plug to Alpha Brain right now? If you're listening, it's just a great product. I just want to put that out there.
You know, just because you're sitting in Rogan's chair doesn't mean you have to be him.
Yeah, it's just cocaine, Mr. Sawdust.
I'll throw this out there.
Chris takes Beta Brain. Boom, I'm on.
You got me. No, when Alpha Brain first came out, I bought a bottle, and it worked. It did do something.
I actually did try it.
And then they changed it, and I was like, this sucks. Okay. I gave it to my buddy. I gave it to a control group, which is my buddy who does no drugs, and will tell me, like, you're an idiot for buying this instantly. And he was just like, I feel weird. And I was like, okay, this works.
It's so odd to me that you know the word control
9/11
group.
Was an inside job.
It's so odd to me you know control group, but you don't know the word placebo. But, you know, I'm glad it worked for you.
Yeah, you take Alpha Brain.
You think it worked as a placebo for him and me?
All right. Well, good, yeah.
That's immediately
if you hand somebody something and go, it makes your brain work better.
Like, I didn't. I was like, here, take one of these.
It probably is.
I don't know about you. I will sell out. I'll sell on it in a second. I don't listen to this man over here. Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, he's a purist. He's like, we're not selling supplements.
Yeah, he won't. He won't.
Really?
It. No, he only wants.
What
to
about
sell
cocaine?
Drugs. Well, yeah, he does that.
Okay. But that works. Yeah, I don't have a problem selling things that work.
It does work.
Fucking.
We were hawking fleshlights for a while.
Dude,
they work though.
I back mean, in our,
that's true.
I've heard of people coming in them. So you know.
I've seen people coming.
Well, that
namely me.
The party you go to.
I fucked a fleshlight in a casino bathroom once.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you
well,
just find it in there?
No, I got
did
it in the show.
He found it half hanging out of the
a
urinal.
Quiet place.
Like, yeah, you know, fuck it. I'll just get it.
I dried it off, found it in the toilet, dried that.
Somebody stuck
off.
It through a hole in the stall, and he was like, all right.
This is why
went
you
went down on it first, spit on
Glorial.
It.
Yeah. This is why you go to Vegas, not Reno. Yeah. That's why.
No, a gay dude in Vegas, I paid him to stick it in his ass, and then I didn't. I fucked the fleshlight in his ass, totally straight.
Wow.
There is that nothing is straight, gay though. About fucking a pussy inside of a guy's ass.
And then what did Andy Dix do? Did he get angry? Or
I don't know. Fucking killed Phil Hartman's wife.
Hey, funny. No, allegedly.
Andy Dick's son.
By his own words.
Okay.
Andy Dick's son does stand-up in, like, L.A., and all his jokes are about how his dad's, like, bisexual. But you're like, yeah, but everyone knows who
we
you're
know
talking
that.
About. No, but he doesn't say Andy Dick. He just says my dad.
My dad's so gay.
Yeah.
I went to one time because, you know, I live life to the fullest. I went to Branson, Missouri for New Year's once. Swear to God.
Sick.
Which is the Boomer Vegas. And they have the Yakov Smirnoff like studio. Like he has like an auditorium there that he has of himself. But he wasn't even there. It was his son that was doing there. And all the jokes were like, you know, my dad said in Russia, because he's from here. You know, my dad said in Russia.
I am paraphrasing here. Like, why do you have the accent? You were born here. But it's not, it's Russian, so it's not Yakov Smirnoff Jr. It's Yakov Smirnoff 2.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a Marley concert and it's Jonathan Marley, his fourth son.
Fucking Bob Marley has fucking 30 kids. Yeah, keep coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, Marley
with careers too.
Yeah. Marley crapped out more kids than fucking Antonio Cromartie.
Fucking
who the fuck is that?
He was the Jets guy that had like 75 kids.
Oh, that dude
couldn't pay any fucking child support.
No, he had like he did have 12 kids, and he had like he was a lineman.
Was it different women too? Right?
Yeah.
It was with different women.
Nah, I don't believe it. Prove it.
He said it. I mean,
yeah. I think two of them were twins. Maybe it was like 8 women or something. 12 kids.
So yeah, it was something
crazy.
Like,
it was more than his child support was more than his NFL salary.
And let's be fair, if you're having 12 kids with like it's obviously with different women, otherwise 4 of them are retards.
Yeah, if you have 12 kids, you're either a football player or Mormon. Like there's no middle ground. Yeah.
Well, there's another word for what you could be.
Rock and roll guys used to be cranking them out. This doesn't feel like Revenge of the Sith. As I was talking, we're like, yeah, football players are crazy. They have a lot of kids. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Is this what you guys are now? And the New York Revenge of the Sith.
Excuse me. Like, we're selling out.
What are you guys betting on?
We're selling out.
It just feels like the
world. They don't get New Yorkers like this, man.
Here's what we're going to do, guys.
We just got here like a month ago. Let's not play this
fucking book. Us New Yorkers, man. They can't fucking.
Oh, fuck it. Shut up, Toronto. I don't want to hear it from you. I'm not going to be talked down to by a Canadian. No fucking thank you. And I'm glad you spared no expense and got Rolling Rock. It makes me feel.
I said a 12 pack. You said sure. I was buying. All right. You're using my studio time. I'm buying the beers.
You're right. And by the way,
good man, thank you so much
for your studio time. We really do appreciate you.
I could be in here by myself, cutting the best podcast alone. Just just a monologue.
Editing
for an hour and a
half points into his own podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
I just felt bad because we wanted to like take you out beforehand, have some dinner, and then you know what?
You guys didn't say that at all.
This guy did literally nothing, and we bought him dinner. So imagine how we would have.
No, but no, seriously,
you guys literally did not. You told me none of that, and he texted me at 5:30. Where are you? I'm like, I'm in my house.
Look,
you're a very bad communicator.
First off, fuck you, because I was doing all the communicating. And secondly, I'm Cuban.
I was communicating with him. He showed up. He had a steak.
Why are you yelling at me, man? I'm so close to you right
I
now.
I had a steak, Royce.
I was there.
That place has pretty good steaks.
I'm just looking great. Yeah. They looked down on us when we walked in, too, like, do you really want a table? I'm like, yeah, I really want a table. Okay, cool.
Look, we were pretty aggressive with what we were talking about at a high volume, too.
Right, it was really loud.
Can I correct that? No, you were pretty aggressive at a high volume.
No, I said Negro Modelo.
Yes, that's not what I said.
Por favor.
We sat down and we're like, thank you so much. Very nice. And then he burst in and was like Kramer from Seinfeld with even more N-bombs. And we're like, all right, look, dude.
Why did you talk like Trump there for a second? Hey, I'll just take a steak with some ketchup.
Do me a favor, Ryan. I know, we did it, guys. That's what we're talking about.
The president got impeached, guys.
It's over.
It's over.
We won.
He will be given a Viking funeral.
Yeah.
They will shoot burning arrows.
No impeachment inquiry has ever led to anything.
It's led to people.
I mean, it led
house.
To me coming this morning. I'll tell you that much.
Mark my words, President Trump is out as of today. You don't even know it yet. Just look on the news. And Barron's going to be selling weed by next year. He's done. The whole family's done.
Selling
the
weed
Trumps
to Michelle
are
Obama.
Ruined. You guys won. It's over. We're never going to hear from the Trumps again.
Dude, there's so
end
many,
of an era.
There's so many stupid people on Twitter too. That really don't understand how impeachment works. That really think he's done already. He's out.
They're like, get it.
Trump's out of there, man. He's never coming back. I'm like, he's gonna be fine.
I hope he does get impeached.
Are these people
they tie him to a horse and they just send him out.
But are these people young enough to not remember Clinton getting impeached and nothing? Because that's,
they're
I
not,
mean,
no. A lot of them are. Some of them
I mean, like, whatever. We were kid, like, we're all the same age. Yeah. I mean, Ryan's probably, you're a little
34.
Younger. Yeah. So, like, but like, but you're also Canadian, so you probably didn't follow that as closely.
Yeah. How old
like,
is that in American years?
Yeah. That's
69. It's always 69. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Comedy podcast, guys. Yeah. We're out here. This is how we do it in New York. They don't get it.
That's true.
This is how we do it in New York. They don't get it. Shut the fuck up, you Canadian prick. I don't care.
To be fair, though, Toronto's closer to New York than Florida.
Yeah. When they impeach somebody, he's from Canada. When they impeach somebody there you have two York- options, I guess, or I'm sorry.
There's more New Yorkers in Florida than Toronto. I can guarantee
that's true.
You that.
It is the Puerto Rico of New Yorkers.
No, there's more fucking Puerto Ricans in Orlando than there are in Puerto Rico now. After the storm, it's really, it's, yeah. I was going to say bad, but that would be racist.
Well, you were talking about Branson, Missouri. You know, like, because Trump got rid of the travel visas for migrant workers, they need... They're using Puerto Ricans for the tourist season.
Oh,
in,
no. It's backfired.
Then what would the military, what's the military going to use? Because that's why we keep Puerto Rico to just have an army. That's where they all
Those
go.
Those are all New York Puerto Ricans. Come on.
But I have a serious question. Do these people think, quite honestly, you're like, yeah, we're going to get Trump out of the White House. Fuck yeah. Do you think the private sector does not at this point have more power than the public sector does? Great. You just ejected the billionaire back to his billion-dollar empire, and now he has nothing but time to just want to crush all of you. Like, you don't win either way, right? Like, it's right. Not, well, they're not impeaching him and taking all his money away, and he's not president.
I'll tell you what, though.
He's like, just going to go back and go,
wasn't the conspiracy
nobody's theory- ever going to have a nice hotel room ever. I'm buying Hilton and Marriott and all of them. That nobody, you can call me
no,
home.
But wasn't
dude, the Dow Jones went up today. Like,
that, of course it did.
But you know what I'm saying? So if anyone thought he was going anywhere, that would have plummeted 5%.
That's true.
Oh, and to put in perspective, like anyone who knows anything
anyone
about anything,
in the know, yeah.
It went up half a point today. So.
And they passed his trade deal. Like he got impeached, and then the same house that impeached him passed his trade deal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're gonna pass the thing that he kept saying. So no one believes.
And they
this.
Renewed and the Patriot Act. Yay! Not even the people in the other. No. Nobody's happy.
Nobody cares about that. And another 500 million in military.
I think Justin Trudeau gets to be your president now.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no, that's only if he does it in blackface. I'm down. That would be
no.
Great.
It's got to be brown face.
Brown
Florida.
Face.
Yeah,
but he has to do the full on mammy accent and everything. I'll give him. I will fucking fight in the militias to install him as president.
Didn't he look? He looked like Mr. Popo from Dragon Ball Z in that photo, right?
That's great.
That's actually very funny. Nice Dragon Ball Z reference.
Just does a Muslim battle cry for his first speech.
The first Muslim president, Justin Trudeau.
I mean, the first Jamaican mayor was Rob Ford, right?
Dude, that guy.
He was Rob Ford. I know he was Canadian.
Fucking rules.
But in his heart, in his spirit, you know, like
that
sometimes
exploded. His heart that
he
exploded.
Was so purely American. Yeah. That was an American that you guys accident. He came out of God That's accidentally put him
dynasty.
In the wrong fucking womb because like you ever meet like a Wigger that you meet and you go,
yeah, I
no,
do a
this-
show with him.
In
the,
well, me too,
in the morning when I shave.
Were you hard wigger back in the day?
But you, yeah.
He says he likes ska music.
I still hold on.
He was on all this stuff,
I
right?
I still have some wiggers.
Every
try hard.
Yeah, no, I'm an old guy. But like there was, like, you ever meet a wigger though? That
I mean, everybody
you
was doing it.
And you go like, and you go, this guy, no, he's legit. You know what I mean? You ever meet a legit wigger where you're like, no,
oh, this guy,
this guy's not fooling.
People.
Yeah,
Eminem.
Like, that's Rob Ford reminds me of like he was like an American in a Canadian body wigger, like where he just everything he did and said, you're like, this guy belongs in America. Like this guy should be 100%, the, this guy should be the mayor.
This guy
of,
belongs in the White House.
He should be the mayor of Savannah, Georgia, not fucking Torino. You know what I mean? Like he should just be going, you're a fucking smoke crap. What are you gonna do about it, faggot? And you're like, all right, this guy's
man over there.
Yeah, like he was so that was that
he
last
did these videos of like where he would say that. He would stop the gravy train, right? And he goes, they gave us all these free tickets to the zoo and the free bus passes and us politicians get too much. She goes, I'm going to cut them up. And then he cut the things up and it literally took 12 minutes of anticlimactic, no talking, just like, okay, and that's the 34th one. We have a little, okay, just keep, and they just live streamed him.
He kind of cut one and loop it. Over and over again.
Just 10 boring ass minutes of him cutting stuff.
He should
and
have
he
used
put
a
it
flamethrower,
out there, like,
but it was Canada.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, but definitely
in America,
a paper shredder.
Yeah, that. But in America, you'd have been like, I'm getting a flamethrower. Look at this. That was so cool. I'm going to get reelected.
You know, El Chapo's brother is suing Elon Musk.
Wait,
because
what?
He said he ripped off the design of the flamethrower. of the fucking boring company flamethrower, yeah.
No, my daddy, he was the one.
He's also coming out with a folding screen phone.
But didn't Samson?
I thought they already had that.
Yeah, but he's coming out with his own. And
nobody wants that.
Chapo's brother.
Chapo's brother's making moves. Yeah, man. He's making a big moves. Tech on, just Silicon Valley dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be the Mexican Elon Musk. It's going
to
be great.
He's not off to a great start if he's launching lawsuits and going like, no, my daddy was the first person to think of like throwing fire. You know, like he was throwing
fire. No, he said apparently, apparently Elon Musk was at their compound. And he saw his flamethrower design and stole it.
Wait.
You know what he was doing there.
I think we all know what Elon Musk was doing at that compound. Oh,
yeah. Young puss?
No, good Mexican food. Get your head out of the gutter.
Wrong compound. What?
Come on, man.
I mean, Ryan's got something to worry about. I don't do shows there.
Where? Oh, compound?
Yeah.
You don't do it?
Nah.
Why? It's too like...
They never ask me.
I like honesty. He could have lied and been like, "Nah, I just don't have the time." No, just never asked.
I thought he was saying like, "Yo,
nah, I got nothing going on." We all know that. That's why I'm here every day. I was here last night.
Chris has a cot in the back.
You guys can't. You guys said you.
Chris is the same guy.
I'm like Paulie Walnuts in the back of the bottom being in here.
Chris is the same guy that goes, "I'm gonna house sit for you, right?" And then you come back to your house and it's burned down. You go, "You didn't tell me the house burned down." You didn't ask. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You just never.
I mean, I was here.
You told me to keep an eye out. Yeah, so now that you're here,
be here.
The house burnt down.
I don't want to bother you on your vacation. I want to ruin your good time.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I would rather somebody didn't tell me my house burned down until I got back.
No, I'm the same way. I've always been wired that way. Like, I always tell people bad news. If it's like, I'm on vacation, it's like...
You don't want to tell them you have an STD.
If somebody's dead in the funerals after the vacation end, just tell me when I get back. Well, but I'll buy flyer.
Have you seen that, though? That's funny, bro, because we've actually...
STDs.
STDs are hilarious.
Yeah.
But especially when you give them to people and you don't tell them. But,
boys.
Also, shout out to Brock Turner. He's free, so we're good on that.
Hey, really? Yes, yes.
Did his time, you know?
And also, speaking of Ford, we're giving shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Henry Ford, only for his literary work. That's all I really want to shout out.
I mean, the assembly line was but, you know, the books was lit.
Firebugs.
Yeah. Well, the books had assembly lines, too, but they were different assembly lines. Don't.
That's you.
I'm
sandbagging you on that. I disavow. I just want to say something. Look, how you doing? This is Mike Sheely. I just want to disavow this guy. You know, he's been a real problem for years.
You know,
and I just want
cancel culture
myself.
Is out of control. Yeah. Chris canceled your dinner with him. There's lots of things that are happening.
I wasn't told there was a dinner.
You should have known.
Now you're as bad as you're one of the cancelers.
This is a good time to come out and say, look, I'm Jewish, and I've always been disgusted by this guy. Revenge of the
Sisters. Are you Jewish?
It's just been a long time psyop.
You just cut the cameras. Right?
What happened?
What are you doing?
They died.
Do not cut the cameras. By the way, in addition to my announcement, I'm Jewish. I bought gas. Digital. So
oh no!
Don't do what he says.
Well, I hope you change the name then.
Someone had to. It was there.
Ryan and I were looking at each other like, "Who's doing it? Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? Me or you?"
That's
not
cool.
Come on, that's a fucking alley oop. You're gonna fucking leave the ball in the air.
You teed it up. What are you gonna do? But seriously, folks. Now that I found out that Mike is Jewish, I will no longer be doing a show with him.
It's true.
We're done as...
That's keep the name because they can...
What we're going to do is just buy five other shows. And
I was thinking of buying 6 million shows, but that seems like a lot.
Listen to fucking...
It's like a lot of shows.
Listen to General Custer over here. What a great fucking, you know, what a great guy strategizing. Now that I found out my partner's Jewish in our media endeavor, I'm going to break up. That's great. Good call, bro.
He's been kicked out of 109 studios, and he's fucking telling me that I'm the problem?
What are you getting kicked out of studios for?
Well,
you know, coin clipping.
Every single time.
Coin clipping, usury. subverting the culture. It's all kinds of stuff.
Fuck. Specifically, Mike, we're talking about, of course.
You guys are too hot for Kumia, man. They can't handle this kind of content.
We're not 14.
No,
relax.
No, they can. We're all right.
We're okay.
We're fine.
So, that got really, really awkward, really, really fast.
Oh,
I think everyone's shutting up. Like, all right, job.
Well, no, because you ever have like a, you know, I just had like the joke equivalent of like, you ever have like a fart that just goes, you go.
Didn't come
just
out?
Just keep going, yeah.
You have a fart that's like cocaine in a bathroom?
Exactly.
Because that was the face you just made.
No, or literally every Teddy Hart video, which is the new thing that I'm hooked on.
Oh yeah. Teddy Hart is.
He's been all in.
This guy's hooked on a lot.
He's a nice guy. I've met him a few times.
Also cocaine.
Yeah.
You've met Teddy Hart?
Yeah, he's done Capital Wrestling.
He literally started the last video with... Hey, what's up, guys?
It was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, wow, we're cutting it real close with the editing.
Yeah, man, I've been watching those videos. He is...
Okay, I don't know who this guy is.
You know, who Bret the Hitman Hart is, right? The most famous Canadian of all time.
He's not the most famous Canadian of all time.
You don't speak his name in vain.
You're right, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Bret Hart is the most famous Canadian. Who's more famous
than
Bret
Hart? Wayne Gretzky. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who's this guy? Who's the next guy?
You mean that guy from the Rangers?
Yeah, Bret Hart's more... Nah, in hockey, he's more famous, but Bret Hart's, I think, one of the most famous.
Yeah.
He's got to be up there.
Owen Hart, but RIP.
You think Bret Hart, okay, joke aside, do you think Bret Hart's more famous than Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Yes.
Significantly.
He is.
As far as being tied to Canada and Canadian identity.
I had no idea.
I mean, Wayne Gretzky's more famous.
I thought Seth Rogen was an LA Jew until just now.
Exactly. Nobody considers him Canadian. He's just the Jewish LA guy. Like, that's all he's known for.
Boy, we got sick of Seth Rogen really quick, too.
Like, do you understand? I'm from Long Island. We have Billy Joel. Bret Hart is your Billy Joel. Like, if you
don't feel like I've never heard any, like, Bret Hart.
Yeah, but you're from Toronto. You're a bunch of degenerate, you know, urbanites.
Yeah. Clearly the most famous
Montreal loves him. I think Montreal is the...
But so Teddy Hart is his dysfunctional nephew.
Morons. The what?
Teddy Hart is his dysfunctional nephew.
Yeah,
his nephew. Very talented
guy. He's out in the mix doing videos?
Yeah, and him and his girl, like, who's also equally as crazy, started a YouTube channel, and they've been making my job so easy at
it's
night.
It's wild.
Because I just, like, they go live, and I'm like, well, this is what we're doing tonight. Like, it's just a watch-along with the...
I haven't watched any of these new videos, but he is an insane person.
He's,
yeah,
he's almost growing on me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because
he's great.
He's a nut job. I think he's done some bad things, in my opinion. All that aside, he just, like, you've had friends in your life that... Like, literally, I have people in my family that have, like, murdered people. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends that have murdered people.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't want you to say that right now.
I have three friends that I grew up with who are in jail for murder.
And you go, like, but I still love you. Like, you were always kind to me.
I mean, I didn't really love any of those guys. I never really loved any of those guys. Well, like, it's like, doesn't really tarnish our friendship.
Are your guys in jail, or are you, like, just fucking ratting them out?
No.
With your new identity.
No. Some of them have allegedly... I've allegedly done something. But, like, it doesn't change
fucking
my...
Fucking 6'9 over here.
Yes, whatever. But, like, it
fucking face that.
Yo, my boy fucking John fucking murdered a guy.
What I'm saying about Teddy...
Put him in the body. Hasn't been caught. So, anyway.
Yeah, I drink with him every night over at Joseph's Pub.
I'll make it less fucking liable.
I'll tell you this right now. On the air, Bronx Johnny's killed 7 people in front of me. I keep asking him to stop.
And
he's like, why are you doing it?
He just
He's like, she's a hooker. No one's going to miss her. It's fucking crazy.
And you know what's sick? He does it with his bare hands, which to me shows you it's more brutal.
Small hands too. It takes a while.
And the scariest part is, like, the switch shuts off as soon as it's done, and then he's like, "Yo, let's go get some IHOP." And you're like, "Wait, whoa, what just happened? Like, this has got very weird."
He actually told me once, Bronx John, this is a true story, in a DM, that the only thing he cares about more than smoking weed is seeing the life leave a hooker's eyes.
No,
like
he
the
didn't.
Last, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. I mean, no, he didn't actually say it, but I thought he did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, I don't know that he said that, but it sounds like something.
Like something Johnny would say.
He told me personally, like, yo, the first couple are really hard, and then eventually you just kind of lose the feeling.
No, he said it makes the first couple make him hard, and then he's got to.
And then that erection lasts.
Yeah, you gotta start killing in the twos if you want to get that fucking juice going the second time.
But yeah, no,
that's why you need BlueChew.com, guys. Our sponsor for today's
episode. Oh, they're not our sponsor. Shut the fuck. You give us fucking money.
You're a guest.
No,
because they first mother Blue Chew free.
Because fucking YouTube nuked a bunch of channels. We are not pharmacists. We're not doctors.
Use promo code.
No.
You're making it harder for us.
What are you talking about? If you go to BlueChew.com,
They have
a registered.
If you were to do that,
you do a doctor consultation right on the website.
Don't talk about being registered around.
You think we
want to
end up like fucking Sam Tripoli?
Huh?
We don't want to end up like Sam Tripoli and Godfrey. We want
you
to
see how many channels got popped for that? For real?
What? Pretending
for
Blue Chew?
For Blue Chew. This is okay.
What do you mean popped for having?
Wait, Alex, did we get popped for Blue Chew?
Godfrey.
She's gone. That's hilarious. she's completely gone.
Well, she works like, on.
I'm done.
No, it's Alex, gone. The story is.
Are channels getting taken down for Blue Chew ads?
Godfrey's channel got taken down for Blue Chew ads. We had to petition Blue Chew. Yeah, we've been taking the Blue Chew ads out of YouTube episodes recently.
So here's the deal. And
Sam Tripoli got hit too.
Yeah, Sam Tripoli.
So that wasn't an ad, what we just did. That was satire.
Yeah, that was a joke. We were having fun. See that bit where I went, no, and it was like that. We're acting things out.
But I want to talk about our real sponsors, Medicinal Cocaine.
Yeah.
Go to medicinalcocaine.com.
Did you guys see the season finale of South Park this year?
No, not yet.
It was just a PSA saying everyone should legalize. It was... It was Randy Marsh, Santa Claus, and Jesus doing really good locally grown and sourced cocaine.
I love it.
This is pure shit. This isn't. I don't even feel anxious.
I feel great.
We should totally be legalizing this. That was the season finale of South Park, and it was fucking great.
Yeah. So the Blue Chew stuff. People have like. And like legit, like she said, Godfrey and Sam and a couple others. I don't remember all of them, but
that sucks.
They were getting completely like no strikes, no
whole
nothing,
channel nuked,
getting completely popped off of YouTube because they said it was
promoting drugs without a pharmaceutical license.
Even though I know Blue Chew actually does have, you know, they actually do a consultation, online consultation,
and I get Blue Chew ads from fucking YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, do you know what the online consultation is, by the way? Because I did it.
I did. Yeah, it is like 30.
The lady goes, hey,
and
so
then
you want to sign
Blue? 60 of them. They send you fucking 60 of them.
And then the lady's like,
the consultation.
Of course.
The lady's like, stop sending me your erect penis. I get that it works. I don't want to see your success story.
No, you have to put it in one of those things with all the pins in it that they used to give to kids in the 90s. You have to put it and then just take a picture of that and send it.
No, they give, yeah, she literally was like, yo, so you're getting it in? Nice, dude. How many want? Nice.
So channels were getting popped.
That's sick, dude. Is she hot? Oh. Black chick? Yeah, nice, dude. Anyways, what's your address?
What do her titties look like?
Yeah. What kind of titties, yo?
Does she have a thigh gap? Like, yeah, what's up? Oh, yeah. Hang
nice,
on.
Dude, I love that.
The longer you stay on the line, I'll send you more. Yeah.
Blue Chew's just old Tumblr profiles they send you over. Eh, what do you think?
Yeah, you just email them pics of the girls you're fucking.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, dude. Yeah, bro.
Nice. No, no, it's the opposite. Great. You're like this. You're like, yeah, you probably will need Blue Chew for that. You send some fucking gross.
Dude, I'm going to need some recharge time. I'm about to smash this chick out tonight. Because I know I'm going to come real fast, even with
your
product.
You ever taken two in the same day?
No. Two Blue Chews?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to email Blue Chew and be like, look, so check it out. I'm a gay prostitute, but I'm not gay. And I like, I got to get it out. Like, my clients don't think I'm excited. I'm doing like 30 dudes a day.
Let's stop talking about titty.
What's weird is I'm taking it. But yeah, they still want me to be like, hard. It's like,
I got to perform for them, so can you just help me out? And
anyways,
they said,
my promo code is Revenge of the Cis / gay.
Don't. It's not. And all of it's weird that you're taking because you're the bottom anyway. It's not like you need it. But yeah, they were taking.
No, but they still want you to be like, they want you to think you're enjoying it. You know what I mean?
They want to let
the Harvey Weinstein autobiography.
They want your cock to sway like a metronome as they rhythmically pump your ass.
Yeah, like exactly. But no, like he just said, like the Weinstein thing. Exactly. If you want to win an Oscar, pretend to enjoy this rape.
But yeah, so then Sam Tripoli got taken down by YouTube, and then Joe Rogan actually had to call YouTube and say, hey, you know, he's my buddy.
He just texted him.
Yeah, we don't have that, obviously, when we get hit. We don't have a friend to call.
He
beeped his pager. Oh, Rogan's paging me. Yeah, I just like, I prefer pagers, you know? It's like, I don't use the cell phone.
It's just Rogan and all the VPs at YouTube are the only ones that still have Nextels. It's like,
what are you at, dog?
That's why they kept him, because everybody's off the network.
Yeah.
Man, it's so crystal clear.
Yeah. Called the fucking head of YouTube on his Fido snake phone and just said,
her phone, I'll have you know. The head of YouTube is a woman, okay?
Of course she is.
Respect. Just why it's falling apart. That's why YouTube hasn't made money in a fucking decade.
YouTube's never made money.
Yeah, they bleed money. YouTube bleeds money for Google, but Google keeps them up as like some sort of propaganda wing so they can keep the information out, for example.
No, I mean, I think it's so many people use YouTube. It's like you don't.
Yeah, some people. There's definitely people using it. But
hold on. Let me write this down.
What I mean? Like, you don't get rid of that even if it's bleeding you money. It's like,
what's the site called? YouTube? How you spell it?
It's value in its influence, not in its money.
Yeah, it's like when you buy a business. That are in the common vernacular that are just. I'm going to, just YouTube that or Google that.
Yeah.
Like, to get rid of that, it's almost like it's part of their advertising budget. Everybody knows YouTube is owned by Alphabet or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
There are intangibles that you can't necessarily value, but they're still worth
money. I mean, you can value them, and of course, there's literally a valuation. It's called the stock price.
I get it, but it's, you know.
He's not a math guy. YouTube doesn't have
a dome. We can't literally put a price tag on
this. What I'm saying is, we're reaching like this weird dystopian, like, no, we can't, because this is the first time in history one company.
Sure
is number it,
no, all right, but the look. Amount the amount of the tech giants that are, you know, don't make money is insane. Like, Netflix doesn't make money, their burn rate is crazy. Uber doesn't make money, Lyft doesn't make money. The only ride share company that makes money is, do you guys remember Gett?
No.
Get was a company that launched in New York a few years ago. They bought Juno. Then they shut Juno down because it wasn't making money the same way Lyft and Uber don't make money. And Get makes money because they do corporate car services. And they give deals. Okay. They give cheaper rates than Uber does to corporate clients because they know they're going to get the rides, and they have certain drivers that just do that. They pivoted, and now they make money. They're literally the only rideshare app that makes money.
Well, it's funny because
they're growing. Like you're forgetting the fact that they're putting billions of dollars into growth.
Sure.
So it's like, yeah.
But at some point, they have to start making money.
That's not true.
They never have to make money.
No, because
I mean, look at homeless people.
But they're because
they just have to.
But that's only because the share price just has to go up 10% of Alphabet.
Right. YouTube could not make money for a while because, you know, Google is, or Alphabet is actually subsidizing them and letting them do it. Like every time, because, you know, they just changed the hate speech terms again on YouTube, and channels are getting taken down and old episodes are being taken down and everything. You know, it's funny how lefties immediately all become Ron Paul. Whenever there's, they do. They're saying stuff I said in 2012. Right. They become Ron Paul when it's like, you know, I don't think it's right that YouTube is saying, oh, it's a free market, bro. It's a free. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Yeah. Hold on. Aren't you like a communist?
All yeah, of a sudden no, but here's the thing. You can believe that it's a free market and they can do whatever they want. You can still voice your opinion that it's a dick move.
But it's also fucked up. It
sucks.
Yeah, it's messed up because like.
But it's also like just what am I gonna more start complicated than that in general.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it is. But what are you going to do? The people say, start your own YouTube. Oh, sure. I'm going to buy a fucking 50-mile server farm and just start my own YouTube.
You yeah, can go you know, to my easy. Personal YouTube. Simple. It's called gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code HSR. Sick. You get a free 2-week trial.
And then you
get the full archive.
And Blue Chew. Yeah. You get Blue Chew there, too.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get Blue Chew somewhere around
Chris
here.
Told me he will mail Viagra directly to your
He'll
home.
He'll walk to your
I gave out Blue Chew. I probably wasn't supposed to, but I definitely gave out Blue Chew at Skankfest. Yeah.
Oh.
We like, me and Stanley did
so
a trivia show.
So you just wanted a bunch
Skank
of dudes with hard-ons around you?
No, we were doing a trivia show, and people would give a good answer, and I just throw a Blue Chew.
A couple of
the
dogs came back for beers, and I mean, yeah, whatever. Yeah. We pop a couple,
whatever,
we pop a
throw the ring toss on the boner. It's fun.
Prizes. It's not gay if you're saving money. What, are we going to waste the fucking
It's not gay if you're ripping off Stern in the 90s.
Honest question, because I don't want to get shit from YouTube. And fuck you, Susan.
I do.
You guts. You can.
You guys are living in fear.
No. But like, because I'm not, this isn't like a boo pre-promo. I'm genuinely asking. Are they as good as like a gas station dick pill? Because that's like
they're better than
gas station dick pills. Don't work. They don't have the active ingredients. Tell them.
Fuck you, dude. I'm gas station dick pills are
Viagra or
Cialis.
And I'll tell you this: it can hit you faster because chewables can enter your bloodstream faster. It's a higher surface area.
Can we get an amen?
Yeah.
Now the gas station pills don't work because it's illegal to sell over
It'd
the counter.
It'd be so great. You guys are awful people.
This guy's
and
on Alpha
this gets
Brain.
You pulled off YouTube.
No. Wouldn't it be hilarious? Ironically, doing a show at Gas Digital to get us kicked off of YouTube.
Well, you guys are now official Nazis if you do a show from here.
Well, we were that a long time ago.
Yeah, what are you talking about? No, you guys are official Nazis for letting us in fucking building.
They were always Nazis, but now their uniforms just covered in cum from their hard dicks. BlueChew.com is an active ingredient that...
Can we take this seriously?
It's the Boost Mobile Aqua Teen episode.
Can we
see your man, Josh?
Dude, that was such a good episode. It was just a hard, huge commercial for it.
Let's what take up, this dog? Seriously. I want to talk about Bird Dog next, if we can.
What's Bird Dog?
Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
It's isn't this those boxers or pants or whatever? Wait,
was that the pants that have boxers in them?
I don't know.
Somebody
man.
Just told me about that right before.
Yeah, they have those. They're called bathing suits.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's just a full body bathing suit. Why would you?
The guys
want?
Who created that brand were literally just in the studio not 10 minutes before
really?
You were recording.
Wow,
yeah.
I feel like an asshole.
Were those two hipster looking dudes?
Yep.
One of them was wearing corduroys.
You know what? I take that back. He looked very comfortable.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Listen, your Florida I hate everyone attitude is going to be a little harder to pull off in New York City when you got to look these guys in the eyes.
No, it's super easy to do because I still don't care.
Yeah, no, dude. If I literally, right after they left, somebody was telling us about it. I'm not going to snitch on people. But I was like, that's a terrible idea. There's investors for that product.
Jesus
There's
Christ.
Investors for yeah, that nonsense product.
By the way, I just want to say this is Chris from High Society saying this.
Yeah, no, I never said
I,
anything
one,
the whole time.
Hold
so.
On. Imagine that sounds like something Stanley would say coked up on our show. Like that sounds like he'd be like,
so like every show
we're gonna get some VCs in here. Yeah, that's pretty much the theme of our show. It's just Ralph Cramden-esque get rich quick schemes.
He's like Lester
our newest one we're gonna do a gyro cart. It's just kangaroo meat. It's called Joey Pockets.
I like that.
I like that.
Gangster kangaroo is the mascot. Come on.
But is there enough kangaroos to make that a viable thing?
There is after the fires.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there won't be after we fucking get to
fucking not anymore. By the way, I like your Florida hate everybody attitude. Shut up, Toronto. Be nice to everyone, dude. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Oh, I don't want to cause
Wait,
any trouble.
Wait, didn't you and Danny get kicked out of Toronto for being these guys?
Listen.
What are you talking about? He's a native New Yorker. He's a native New Yorker.
There you go.
I like the listen
guys,
look.
What happened to the Ryan from the steakhouse?
We caused a little bit of trouble out in Canada.
Fucking
talk. Oh, like that was me being facetious. I'm down for the cartoon.
I know you are. He sounds like a Saved by the Bell special episode. Look, we've had a lot of fun here, guys.
Yeah,
but I just want to tell you that hating people isn't fun, okay?
I was playing a character.
If there's something more fun than hating people, I haven't found it.
No, but...
Well, yeah.
Not groups of people. Individual human beings.
Also groups. Bronx Johnny told me killing prostitutes is more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
but, I mean, not
do
for
everything
me.
With Johnny. You know, we're not joined at the hip. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. Also, you know, he's reformed now. He's a married man.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Killing prostitutes is harder when you're
he doesn't
married,
kill
though.
Him anymore. You know,
that's like what the whole like kicking freedom of speech down thing is ruining, too, is because
raping prostitutes.
We use like what I'm saying was like we use groups that people are from to draw like material so we can make fun of a guy we hate. Like it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like if I go like, shut up, you fucking Canadian fuck. It's like I don't hate your whole country. Well, I kind of do, but like I don't.
Of course,
I mean,
obviously
like,
there's
they go, well, he hates.
No, I don't hate Bret Hart.
But if, well, no, I just
come on.
No, of course not.
The most famous Canadian of all time.
We've established that.
Yeah.
Dude, he's also the most miserable dude ever. He just every interview with him is, I don't know, I just feel like I got robbed, eh? Like, it's just, you know, everything's unfair. I don't know. Like,
did you see the interview we got fucking tackled by the guy?
Dude, that was hilarious. It was like a Hall of Fame thing or something.
Yeah. He was inducting Jim Neidhart, who had just died.
Which should have never been in the... Look, I like Neidhart as much as the next guy, but he should have been in the Hall of Fame.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about... Okay, I'm sorry. I don't
No. Are you talking about the cocaine Hall of Fame?
No, it's not. You fucking asshole.
Wait, I was confused. I got lost in the conversation. He said Jim Neidhart shouldn't have been in the Hall of Fame. The WWE Hall of Fame. You know, absolutely not.
What's the... Okay, who would be in the cocaine Hall of Fame? Eric Clapton.
I don't know. Me.
Go ahead, say it. Fucking Mike Sheely.
Yeah, me. Probably. At some point.
Cocaine Hall of Fame.
I'm one of those that like, did just... really good in that 10 years, you know what I mean?
You're in the pocket.
So you got like,
you
had to retire
early,
but he was he's still in the conversation.
He's still in the conversation.
You're the Joe Theismann of cocaine?
Exactly. Dude, if you'd stuck around, you could have really... Yeah, no, we got it.
Or speaking of Joe Namath would be in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah, of course. Two Hall of Fames for old Joe. For old Broadway Joe. Two Hall of Fames.
Pete Rhodes is in one Hall of Fame, that's for sure.
He's in the WWF Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're right. So two Hall of Fames.
It would be awesome.
For being the chicken? Wasn't he the chicken that one?
See, he's also in the Mafia Point Shaving Hall of Fame. But, you know, it's one of those other ones that... So it's like a low level...
I feel like if you bet on yourself... You should be allowed to.
I've always never got that when they're like, you bet on yourself. I'm like, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's like, I think I'm going to win.
But you can't rig that.
No, I guess, no, you're right.
Well, you could
play extra
win.
Good.
Hold on. You could always not clear the spread.
Oh.
That was, I think.
Well,
what,
maybe you should never just. Because
none of this like mafioso sports bet gambling, like it has nothing to do with winning or losing. And everything to do with the point spread, and that's why it's always hard to prove that somebody was like, no, I was being on the left. No, you're right. Like, because it's like, that's why they always say
basketball. But if he cleared the spread every time and bet on himself.
But what are they, come on, now you're double gambling. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, what are you, you're double, triple, quadruple gambling.
No, I know I'm so good, I'm going to clear the point spread.
If you bet on the spread, too.
I love that we're talking about topical stuff, Pete Rose. What do you want to talk about?
You brought up Pete Rose,
Dan Marino's career.
All I said was cocaine Hall of Fame. You brought up Pete Rose.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. You can't prove that. So anyway,
I kind of thought we'd be poning libs out here. And now,
fucking first off,
Beast.
That's fucking Beast. Hey, let's pwn Libs, dude. Yeah. Let's do that right now. You know,
just fucking couple of based guys having some fucking.
Let's do the Crowder thing.
Let's go to NYU and kick around a bunch of 19-year-old college students, and then go home and edit videos and go, huh? Look at this guy. I'm so smart.
Yeah, let's just do the.
Oh, you're just getting into your college phase at 18. Well, guess what? I'm 40 years old and I've been studying this stuff my whole life. You pwned.
If you're 38 and you're debating college kids and then editing your YouTube videos to look cool, to me,
the only thing I'm debating college kids about is where we're fucking. My place or yours?
And you know what?
It's always your place.
Dude. It's always yours. Yeah.
Do you just have a mattress on the floor? I don't care.
Whether we're coming to your residence or my halfway house.
Wait, but let me ask you something. How do you guys reach that conclusion? Do you just ask her, how big of a fan are you of bed bugs? And then they just kind of like, they go from there.
Okay, let me tell you about the bugs. Like, they're honestly, it's not as bad as people say. We can do your place. That's cool,
too. It's weird because they crawl on the ceiling and then fall on you. People think they jump on you, but that's not true.
No, they don't.
Those roaches are all bark and no bite. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you should have known that much about roaches.
Honestly, between the other rash and the bugs, you're not going to know which rash is which. So it's like, honestly, it's actually better if you think that the rash I'm going to give you is for the bugs.
Yeah, I mean, I have staff, but it's from jujitsu, so that's cool, right?
From jujitsu.
I got MRSA from the mats, but don't worry.
That's going to be the name of Joe Rogan's autobiography, MRSA from the mats. The Joe Rogan story.
Isn't that crazy?
If you name the bed bugs, they're a lot less creepy. It's a bug on me. Oh, Jim? Come on. We're having fun out here.
Dude, didn't you ever see Joe's apartment?
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
That was such a weird...
Movie. Dude.
The late 90s, early 2000s was a weird
time. Well, we've talked about it before. Like I said, I've tried it on other shows, but like, it's the Limp Bizkit effect. Like,
love the Limp Bizkit effect. One of your best points, by the way.
The Limp Bizkit effect is like, Mike and I have talked about it. Like, I think that we deserve.
You mean the extreme 90s?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the extreme 90s.
Good way to put it, too, yeah.
Right up until 9/11, there was this thing where if you look back and you're like, why did we like this stuff? Why was this good? Why did we think this was cool? Rap rock.
I'm like a chainsaw.
We were
skinny ass rock.
We were begging for a cultural trauma. You know, like we were begging for.
No, I look, we've said it before, but it's kind of like maybe we kind of deserve 9/11 a little bit.
They
burned down
the second Woodstock for what?
Yeah, no, dude. Remember that? People were killing each other for $40 bottles of water. That there is a weird time frame, and there's stuff that you can look back, like there's some comedies from the 80s and stuff. You look back and like, oh, that still holds up. That's still pretty funny. Even shit from the 70s. But there's this spot in the 90s to 2001 where nothing holds up. It's terrible.
311 doesn't hold up a little bit for you.
Look,
oh, really? Amber's the color.
All mixed up is the only one I'll let slide.
Rage Against the Machine doesn't hold up.
Don't is all right.
Oh,
and the rap rock.
Okay,
it's no, but here's the thing: if you heard Rage Against the Machine for the first time now, you'd be like,
yes. Exactly. It's nostalgic. I
would start breaking shit.
No, by the way, Rage Against the Machine is Rage Against the Machine is the soundtrack for all the faggots that are trying to get you kicked off the internet. So stop it. Like, this is stop it.
I do see Tom Morello doing some pretty lame shit.
Did you see the Tom Morello? Okay. So Rage Against the Machine.
Separate the artist from, you know, the crimes, you know?
Rage Against the Machine has always been like, yeah, man, fuck corporations, man. Yeah, fucking corporations. Fine, whatever. And it's like you could be that way if you want, but like Tom Morello on Twitter, I swear to God, is one of the cringiest people to follow.
I don't follow him.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. So he was on Twitter. He was like, yeah, it was just at, listen to this, Tom Morello, anti-corporate. Yeah, it was just at Disney World, at the new Star Wars thing. And it gets better. I was at Disney World, the new Star Wars thing, and one of the bartenders at the cantina there gave me a you know, they sell
the
these
little robot. Is it a robot?
It might as well have been. So they have those patches, like, you know, resistance, like for, you know, Star Wars resistance. But he gave it to Tom Morello, like, here you go. And Tom Morello tweeted something like, you know, it brought a tear to my eye. I almost cried. I'm like, you motherfucker are in Disney, the corporation that literally owns the planet now.
Hold on, but with his kids, though.
I don't fucking know. Does it matter?
Dude, have you ever looked at like...
I'd like, it does matter. Was the kids there?
Yeah.
I don't... Hold on.
You gotta
I'll
take
check.
Your kids to
I
Disney,
dude. I don't
fucking
know what he did, but he was there.
I mean, a big part of the reason I'll never have kids is because I refuse to go to Disney.
Okay, so can we talk about the solo that he did with the nail, though?
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not saying he's not talented.
Yeah, you can be talented and still be a cunt.
Yeah, he's always talking about his PhDs, and then you find out it was like an honorary PhD. Do you guys know that one?
Yes.
That's my favorite, the honorary PhDs.
And Edgelord...
He'll like pwn people on Twitter and be like, this guy said, oh, you don't have to be a political science major. Yeah, well, guess what? I do have a PhD in political science.
Cosby was a fucking doctor. It doesn't mean he fucking rape bitches.
But here's the difference. It's like, I don't respect Tom Morello because Tom Morello's like, we need to burn down the system and be rebels. And I'm fucking looking at it.
He's just been 19 eternally.
But like, okay, that's fine.
He's
but like,
50.
You know who else?
Yes, I'm saying eternally.
Okay, but you know who else was a rebel? Like, all right, Tupac Shakur. You know why I won't shit on Tupac?
Yeah, but if Tupac didn't die, he might be peddling some whack ass shit right now.
BlueChew.com. Promo code DeathRow.
Check it out. Check it out.
When your Willie is dead, take a BlueChew.
Hear Tupac's dead, but your boner won't be.
Bust the cap in that hoe's ass with BlueChew.
But Morello,
when you're writing those lyrics, Alpha Brain is the only way for you to get the fucking
that's some California love in your life.
Tom Morello is a trust fund baby who had two parents, lived in a nice house, and had plenty of time to learn how to play a guitar solo with a nail. Tupac shot at two cops and rolled with the mob.
So this is the wigger thing you were talking about earlier.
But I'm just
wasn't Tupac kind of a bitch before he got famous though?
No,
he was a backup dancer. He was a backup. Wasn't he a backup dancer though?
For, he was like a theater
but
kid.
But he, dude, when he,
like De Niro.
By the way, I want to say this at home, kids. Don't shoot at police officers. What I'm about to say, I don't condone, and it's terrible behavior.
# Blue Lives
He Matter. Literally shot at two police officers before he was even remotely famous. Like,
dude, # like, Blue Chew Matters.
He had a little, but he had a little in him that was like, fuck around. Like, Tom Morello does not have any fuck around and find out in him. Like, Tupac had a little... Like, Tupac beat a guy up.
Why are we comparing these two? That's just, like, such an arbitrary comparison.
I think we know why. What do they have in common? Oh. They're both musicians.
But you were talking about, like, oh, you know... Because you brought up the... Have you heard a solo with a nail? Yeah, I've also heard
it. No. I was more saying that not everything doesn't hold up.
No. I will agree. He's a talented musician, and I get that.
Rancid doesn't hold up for you?
I love Rancid.
First AC season.
I think
Journey to the End of the East.
But yes, you're talking Limp Bizkit, POD, like the fucking Slipknot era.
Okay, you know what? I'll say this.
When
you're
the musicians started wearing wacky
not
masks.
Even that, but just also the pop music. Like, look at the pop music at the time. Like, Steal My Sunshine by Led. There was crazy. So much shit where you're going,
LFO.
We need a 9/11. Like, we need something that's going to culturally define us.
So there was a lot of.
Remember the sis. We need a 9/11.
That's a thing that you're into the tech deck skateboard was created in the late 90s. I know you love tech deck skateboards.
Well, there you go.
This guy's a fucking half pipe in his room. And Mom, I'm fucking.
Oh, fingerboards. He's got the fingerboards.
I just learned the fucking
Ryan
pointer finger nollie.
No,
I kept talking about tech decks the other night and no one knew what I was talking about and I just wouldn't let it go.
Okay, you're right. So maybe there's a couple things, but okay.
Like your fingers needed to catch Gnar in the 90s.
You got some
this guy doesn't even shred, Gnar, man.
You fucking got some wicked air.
Let me see your calluses. Let me see your
Chaka
calluses.
Bra. Let's do it right now, bro. I'll put on my fucking Jenkos and go to town.
Dude, I'm not kidding. When I was 14, 14 is probably old, probably more like 11, I did make like a tech deck thing, and that's how I got so much puss.
Like a diorama?
Yeah, an art project.
I remember I was like broke my arm in like junior high school trying to impress a girl. Cause, like,
just shredding on the half.
Just trying to do a shred.
Just jerking off in her bushes.
It was. No, it was legit. Like, I was legit. Like, it was one of those classic, like, out of like.
Almost nailed the rail.
It was one of those moments, though, in your childhood that defines you where you go, there she is. Watch this, and I did the whole like, and I did the like kick, and it went up, and I just, and the board flew, and
that's when he goes, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna add black. Those guys don't got a skateboard.
But that's a lesson in life.
Now there's a lot of skaters that listen to Wu-Tang. I remember that. Yeah. There was
black kids are getting into skateboarding. Dude, every black kid right now dresses like me and my friends did 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, they're all wearing Metallica shirts.
Every black rapper right now dresses like skateboard kids did 15 years ago.
Well, like Dipset story.
Well, it just always
though.
Fucking flips and flops. But that's
Dipset story. They started wearing tight jeans and fucking
Lil Wayne putting on tight jeans really like fucked them up. Like every other older
black
guy
was playing the guitar too. Like. It turned everybody around. Everyone's like, I guess we're wearing tight pants.
Yeah, like they didn't like it either. They weren't happy about it.
I guess we got it now.
Yeah, no. They
fought it for a while, and then they were like, all right.
I think any dude that has a dick and balls prefers any sort of baggy-esque culture. Yeah. Like a jacket, like a heavy pants, like... oh, this is nicer than when they started getting tight.
Like, fucking tight jeans McGee over here. I don't want to hear it.
I love how he looked at me for that point.
Well, yeah, this guy.
Because, you know, I was just trying to call out that he's a Canadian homosexual. But, like,
I got a skater chain on still.
It's true. It's, but it's no. But to be fair, it's for my beeper.
Mike, what shoes are you wearing right now?
He's got the fucking
what shoes?
Fat DCs.
What brand?
No, I got the Cyrus because they're cheap now. Because I'm an old man.
Yeah, that's why they're cheap.
But it used to be DC. I wore DCs up until a year ago. No, but you know what? Honestly, I love DCs, but they started falling apart on me like way too much. And I just started going, I'll get something cheaper, or you know. Something that doesn't fall apart as much, but I did wear DC for that.
You held out pretty long.
Oh yeah, I was DC's up until 35.
You know what I mean? Which is a long time.
I would
time
only
to
wear
do
those soap shoes, the ones you could fucking grind.
Yes,
with. Remember
soap
those
for life? Yeah.
Grind. On
I love me and you. You got your soap shoes on. I got the roller shoes. The ones the wheels pop down.
The Heelys. The fucking Heelys.
Is that Royce from Revenge of the Sith? What? Nothing.
Did you know there's a whole there's a whole documentary about the last soaper?
It is. Watch it.
Soap or die. Look up soap. I swear to God,
there's a guy that's still keeping it alive,
and he's like this white guy my age with face tattoos going, no, we soaked. And it's like, Jesus, you have kids, pay your child support.
He looks like he's in the Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
No, he does, for real.
Like, not Fat Mike, but like another guy.
Yeah, what a great reference.
And he's fucking rocking these soap shoes. And it's like legit. Like, it's not like, it's legit. He's like, yeah, man, you know, they came out and they don't make them anymore or anything. So he can't even get them repaired. So soap shoes, for those that don't know.
What's like hipsters that are into pinball?
There it is. Look, soap or die. Soap, look.
Soap or die. That thing was fucking.
Bro, you think you crushed puss?
Bro,
this guy. This guy's
rowing. I'll put it this way.
He's not a bad looking guy.
No, I mean,
you're just seeing him. If you see him normally, he's not that hot. But when you see him on the rail like that, obviously you think he's sexy.
They're using
right there. He's not like a.
No. Trust me, he's a mess. But it was, for those of you watching the show, you know, like we both, he does day wave, I do night wave.
That's what your pants look like, man.
I wanted to cover this on night wave one night. I watched like an hour and a half on this guy, and I went, it's too sad for even me to make it funny. Like, it was funny to me, but I knew it was so dark that I'm like, nobody will get this. They'll just go, I'm sad.
I'll have you know, Mike, I didn't know you did that. I swear to God, I covered this on the
Okay, yeah. No, you did it.
I did.
We're always looking for shit on the solo shows.
So for those who know that guy doing that fucking wicked move there, they're like rollerblades, but like without the fun. Like,
yeah, there's no wheels.
It's
just grind plates on sneakers.
It's grind plates. And as a matter of fact,
there's a little fucking arc, right?
Yeah.
The first Sonic Adventure game for the Dreamcast had a marketing deal with soap shoes. That's the reason Sonic and those adventure games went on the pipes. Because it was, swear to fucking, dude, it's all in that thing.
I love it.
Went on the pipes. Went on the started grinding on pipes in the 3D games.
But that was never popular. Like, rollerblading was popular.
No, I used to skateboard. Like, and if a dude showed up with his soap shoes, everyone would be like,
dude, we
hate, we're barely letting the rollerbladers be here. Like, you think you're fucking soap shoes?
Barely allowing a rollerblader. Yeah, and it was, and that guy still does it. He's still living it out. He was a champion. Like, he was a they used to have contests.
Of what?
A fucking soap shoe.
To be fair, he's the only one that shows up every year.
That's not true.
He's the longest running soap shoe champion.
Let me ask you, were you a champion of, dude?
You won the soap bowl. That's so funny.
I was the home pickling champion in New York 2 years ago, but whatever.
You never bring it up. That's the best part.
Imagine picking up girls like, yo, you're in a soap shoes.
Hey, come here.
Hey, baby.
I was like, the guy.
His Tinder profile's just all him fucking shredding rails.
Grind right if you're looking for a real man.
No, but it just goes to show you too, like when you're like trying to make a bit or you're trying to like do something, like how sometimes your mood will just affect it. Like, I just remember watching that and being infinitely sad and going,
right,
I can't present this to people. Like, again, he watches it and goes, this is
that's fucking.
So everybody
wait, can we watch
has
a trailer?
Thing
is there a trailer?
You know?
There might be a soap or die trailer.
The whole thing's on YouTube.
Yeah, the whole
thing. No, but if we could watch a trailer right now,
we
should.
Yeah.
Well, I assumed it's not on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, they put
Disney
out a lot
Plus.
Of crap.
Have
a lot
you
of
seen
crap.
Netflix yeah. lately?
There's
you know what? It might be. Yeah. No, that's more of an Amazon Prime show. if you could find it, it's the interview. You could just have him being interviewed. It's really, 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 really sad. Here it is. This is, yeah, you can play that.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Perfect. Play that.
This guy's
that's
great. Perfect. Listen to him talk
about
himself.
Does he have lips tattooed on his neck?
Watch this.
To soap or not to soap?
This is a real outtake, by the way.
Come on.
Now, it's a personal thing. I don't feel that I'm better than anyone else. You know, I can't really do the 9-to-5 thing. That's never really resonated.
Oh, no.
Just because, you know, yeah, I'm more into being free.
Look how cool this is.
Fuck
He's
you.
Setting it on fire, bro.
It's the best thing I've ever seen in
Take
my life.
Take that, Tom Morello.
How is this sad?
Dude. Are you
just sad because you're like, I'll never be this.
You're right. It's jealousy. It's I'm jealous.
It's resentment.
It's look at this Come sick on. Move. Look at this sick move. Look.
This the is fact not... that those baggy ass pants didn't catch on fire.
By the way, this is unfair because they took out like the 10 coolest frames of this and then slowed them down.
He still does this at laundromats.
I love this.
Soap or die.
Soap or die.
Listen, I would recommend...
That should be the new policy for the homeless in New York City.
Soap or die. It'll replace stop and frisk. Yeah.
Soap or die.
Soap or we're killing you.
Can you imagine that guy like going back to his family?
Oh, by the way, it came.
Yeah. That guy has to explain to his family like what he's doing. Like, how's the... How's your fucking soap thing going?
I haven't heard much about soaping lately.
But yeah, like
you're still doing.
Those Thanksgivings are probably awesome.
That's still your thing, the whole soap thing. Yeah, you see him at like high school reunion. You're like, how things going? Still soap? Like from high school, you're still soaping.
Yeah, you're wearing them with your suit.
I did not know you covered that.
Fixed rind plates to your Oxfords.
I did not know you covered that.
Yeah, like, but by the way, I don't know he talked because
that's really fun.
I don't know he talked about it either.
It came up on the possible pile.
You know what happened? I'll tell you how it happened. He probably was searching for it, looked at it on his YouTube.
Showed up in your thing.
And then it showed up on mine.
Because you guys share a YouTube.
Right.
Super
not gay at all.
It's okay. Well,
no, not only that, because that was actually sent to me by somebody. And look, we have a great
that way.
You guys are amazing. The fans are amazing. They're always sending shit that are like that can go on the maybe pile.
I got you.
And I think like we were both just like looking through the maybe pile.
I mean, none of the things go in the definite pile.
No, nothing.
Of course. Have you seen our show? No.
Are you kidding me?
No, but all kidding aside, we do try to make sure the main show has a cohesive, like, this is what we're doing.
Maybe you
and
do.
And then our side show, we're like, we're just fucking around.
Right.
And I think that maybe, and I'm not even joking, I think I saw a little from my own potential, like, present or future in him. Like, that's what it was.
Oh, like, what could
happen? And I just was like, I don't know. I don't think I can make
this
funny.
This guy's all right.
But then he goes, this is great. This is going
to
kill.
Well, because to be fair, Royce has always been too fat to soap.
You know what? You ruined the name of my new documentary coming out, Too Fat to Soap. But now I can't come out with it.
It's also because I know, like, look, I'm a little cocky, but there are some nights when I'm alone and I'm up at night.
I can soap.
And my
by the way, I can still soap, okay?
Like, I know my, like, self-loathing will kick in on those lonely nights, and sometimes I realize, if I'm not doing Revenge of the Sith and Nightwave, I could be like a glass blower.
No, every once in a while.
You could be that guy.
Every once in a while, you take the soap shoes out.
Yo, bro.
I got this internship with glass blowing at the alternative school I had to go to. It was all the credits I got because I couldn't figure out algebra.
Yeah, I come by the shop, bro. I'm there from
being
like
a glass blower.
To 9.
Imagine being a fucking 35-year-old glass blower.
And trying to, like, and thinking it's sick.
It's less, if you're sucking glass dick, it's less fucking disrespectful to your parents.
You're like,
at least that's
if
a
you
disease.
Make a glass dildo and fuck yourself with it, the gayest part was making it.
Listen, Canadian, sucking a glass dick is smoking crack.
No, because if you see a guy sucking on a crack pipe, there's an equal chance he was always nobody. He might have had a Series 7's license at some point.
Yeah.
He could have been a stockbroker that just hit the wall. But like when you're just like
loving this guy.
Yeah, guys, I'll be here. Yo, come by. Like, I'm in the window.
Dude, this one looks
I'm
like
in the
bowl.
Window of the place. You can walk by and check
it
out.
You take all that time and you make it for someone to smoke crack out of it later. Yeah. All that time.
There are glass blowers I know personally right now that live in Tampa that have the same amount of pride in their work that, like, somebody who painted a piece that just went for $2 million down the street.
Answer me honestly. Do they have dreads?
So what else you guys got going on? Promote anything you got going on.
When you're fucking them, what do you hold? Is it... Is it like a handle?
I stick my dick through the carb of the bulb. Yeah. Wait, this is that part where we go, you know, promote them again. You know, I don't want to. I don't want to answer the dreadlock question.
Okay, I'll promote them. Bluechew.com is a great.
Let's just get kicked off. They're gonna kick us off anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna need a. By the way, if anyone's looking for that,
you guys have like managed to like really annoy people, right?
Yeah,
we
really
do that.
These guys in a bunch of fights right now.
Really? Yeah, like 4 or 5 people like us.
It's really just one big overarching one. That's to be fair.
People,
well, I told you, someone messaged me on the Twitter anonymously, and they go, "Yo, watch out for this.
Don't hang out.
He goes, bad. He goes, don't hang out with him. He's bad news. He goes, yo, Merce is playing your videos. Like, watch out. He's bad news. And then he sent me a thing. He goes, also, he's against free speech. And then he sent me a video of you something.
I mean, that's the only thing you guys are super consistent on is free speech,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
But, and
the, everything else is like sometimes you like the Jews, sometimes you mostly dislike them, you know? Yeah,
well, whatever. You know, it's a little more than that. That's a little more. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, why even hide it?
I love that you answered that question both Jewishly. Like you both went, no!
Oh, yeah, you know, it's it.
At
the end of the day, even the
with a schmear Jew,
even the people that hate our guts, at the end of the day, I'll be the only guy. At the end of the day, if you want to hate my guts, fine, go ahead. I'm going to be the only guy advocating for the video that you put out saying I should be stabbed to be monetized on YouTube. That's just how I feel about it. Like, it's not free speech. I'm like, I don't think I should be stabbed, but like, you know, don't take the guy's money away.
So. Yeah, a lot of people get mad. And look, it's to be expected. I mean, we kind of goof on a lot of people too. You can't expect people not to be mad, but some people get like really, really
I think
mad.
I was saying this earlier, but I think a lot of it is that you're not like in the city where everyone is. Cause if you did that and then you saw them all, it'd be like, yeah, but you're kind of like, whatever. It's like,
yeah, we're fucking around.
Immediately, you're kind of like, yeah, they're just fucking around. But because the internet seems way more like aggressive than it is, it seems more malicious where it's not. It's
well, also,
I mean,
everybody,
maybe sometimes it is, but
everybody can make themselves look like 5 people on the internet. And that's the other problem.
Yeah.
Like you said, if you just come over and go, I don't
except
like
for Royce,
you.
Just
he's making
like
himself look like
fat.
It's just mean.
By the way, it's just mean. Huge move for fucking you.
It's 2.5.
You get a fat go, so you're not the fat guy?
It's nice, right? It's
huge
just,
move.
Shut the fuck up!
What do you mean I got two fat go?
It's just really, it's gay. It's
I got
coming
the
from
two
you.
Fattest go.
Coming from you. I don't want to hear it. You gave away the secret now.
That's the fucking
you're fucking my shit up now.
Yeah, that's when they whenever this shit's like,
yo, Merch is so skinny.
When it, no, the comments are always like, yeah, the fatter one.
Fatter.
The comments are like, the fatter one has an annoying voice. I'm like, oh, that's
dude,
me.
We'll read those comments sometimes and they'll be like, hey, fatter guy, and we're like, that's it.
That's me.
And they're like,
that's me.
And hey, lazy eyed faggot, and we're like,
that's him.
I'm
that's
the,
this
I'm
guy.
Lazy eyed faggot.
Guy.
Yeah, that's on.
We
that
have
one.
Our nicknames. On we know our one. Roles.
Oh. It's fucking awesome.
It's funny now. You guys call each other that when you blow each other now.
No.
You how do you do that? How do you do that when you both have a dick in your mouth, retard?
Yeah, you were 69. I assumed you were taking turns.
Pay attention, Chris. Yeah.
Come on. Dude, we do 3 shows a day. You think we have time to do anything but 69?
I barely have time to soap.
You could.
I'm going to fucking have time to blow people.
Wait,
you
guys didn't
me?
Have time to learn ventriloquism for your 69s?
No, I
didn't. So you could dirty talk with a cock in your mouth?
Throwing his voice.
Like I was saying.
I do Otto and George bits.
Mike wanted to
be. Hey, by the way, quick question. Are you doing another, like, I'm going to take a piss if you guys are doing, like, another half an hour?
Yeah,
we're only doing, like, another 20 minutes, right?
I've been watching the clock. About 30 minutes.
Because I need
you
a cigarette.
Some time, right?
I need a cigarette.
Go, you're
good. I've been watching the clock.
You're good.
Lock the door as soon as he leaves.
As soon as he leaves.
Lock the door.
Build the wall on the north side, too.
I do not want that man. Now that he's not here, we can make fun of him. I do not like him. That Canadian fuck thinks he's better than everybody.
And Ryan Long, you know, he looks like a guy who, like, would tell you a whole, like, long-winded story about how he did coke with Andrew Breitbart, and you think he's full of shit, but he's actually telling the truth.
Yeah, he definitely did. I don't know what's worse, lying about doing coke with Andrew Breitbart or doing coke with Andrew Breitbart.
How the fuck
yeah, I fucking get it. They're ruining the country. Shut the fuck up.
But I'm
look at that chick's tits. You fucking suck.
I love...
No, Ryan's the guy that would totally... Yeah, I totally did coke with Andrew Breitbart one time. It was fucking crazy. I'm like, this guy's full
I think
shit.
It's a rite of... Goes,
it, no, I was there. He really did.
It is a rite of passage, too. Like, a lot of these new, like, Crowder conservatives, they all invoke Breitbart's name now that he's dead so he can't defend himself. Oh, yeah, no, I love Breitbart. He was the man. He was the best. Even, I think...
You couldn't wash your
so
hands.
So a tech
piece
deck...
Of shit.
Go back.
We had a whole thing going on.
Yeah, you were in there quickly.
Yeah, seriously, that was very quick. Yeah.
Small bladder.
Non-washing hands, ass nigga.
It's not difficult.
Gross motherfucker.
We have Purell in the bathroom, too, so you can get back to the show faster.
Don't masturbate with it, though.
No.
I'll tell you that. It gets in your pee hole.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Breitbart. Go
ahead.
You did coke with Breitbart?
I thought we were talking about Breitbart. And you.
Oh, no. I was talking about all like the new edgy boy conservatives. We were talking about dinner.
I love you. You guys are pretty good.
Wait, did you actually do coke with Breitbart?
No,
I made a joke when you walked away. I said, Ryan looks like the kind of
I honestly think you guys, I'll give you credit for kind of being like the probably some of the first guys that were on your side that were like all these conservative committee. You're like, you know, this is fucking dog shit.
No, it is. Fucking it is. They're all full of shit. They worship like the Crowder.
Right? I think you guys were kind of like pretty on the pulse of that.
Like the Crowder's another one. They all love Breitbart. Now, yeah, Breitbart was a friend of mine. Like Shapiro brings it up all the time. Like he's like, I had to leave Breitbart. I had to go because Bannon was there and I hate him and he's anti-Semitic. But Breitbart, we were best friends. They weren't best friends. They weren't fucking best friends. And they invoke his name. They invoke his name like he's.
Can they make him real legacy right
they
now?
They do. Like, and yeah. Look, I like some of the stuff Breitbart did.
He was the original lip boner.
Yeah, he was doing it when it was still cool.
I totally agree.
Honestly,
yeah. Dude, I remember like
fucking right wing hipster douche.
Yeah, exactly.
I could lose.
Quite sure. Honestly, I remember like even like out of the dead. Gate when fucking Milo you killed first came him. Out, you're like, this was cool. Like at the time.
To be fair, he should have sold his ass to Bronx Johnny. He would still be alive.
Yeah, was,
I just want to give credit where credit. Is due though. There is one guy that's if there's one guy I'll put my name on and say that he's still trying to keep like the Breitbart thing alive is Lee Stranahan. Like that guy, I don't know if you follow him, but like I've been retweeting him a lot.
I have no idea.
That's a little inside for me.
No, I'm just well, I know, but this is we're getting it out to our people. But Lee Stranahan is the dude to follow if you want to like anybody. He's the only guy that doesn't like invoke his name too much, but like everybody else is like, oh yeah, no, he was my buddy, and it's like, but like the thing is, picture of you,
they're all like fucking not hanging on.
Lee Stranahan's keeping that kind of attitude alive of like, why did you take a $50,000 check from this guy kind
of
way?
A lot of the people that invoke his name, he would have, I think, at least from which we know of him, would have hated. Like, he wouldn't have liked.
He's a proper contrarian dude.
Yeah, he wouldn't have liked he wouldn't have liked Ben Shapiro, you know? He wouldn't have liked the, you know, okay, folks, I'm going to do a 45-minute show, but 20 minutes of it's going to be live reads. Okay, I'm Jewish, but I'm going to do a live read for Bible insurance.
When you have to fuck like, through a right. sheet, Bluetooth. Yes.
And by the way, all these faggots, because I'm going to be the first one. Look at this. Look at this whole room of guys right now. I'll be the first one to die, so let me get it out there. If any of these fags or anyone out there is going to keep, Mersh was the man,
I mean, none of us are going to do that.
This guy is the only one.
I'm not.
This
Royce guy, is like, right, oh, guys, fine. You got to check out my other show, Hippo Juice, with my wife.
Hey, come and hang out.
Royce, me and Dutch are getting the band
matter.
Back together.
Royce is still the only one who's allowed to cash in on my name when it's all said and done, because he's the only one that's actually had to put up with anything.
Oh, man. I want
to
get out
like
of
everybody else can suck a dick. Cash money.
Hey, I'm cashing on Mersh's name. Just somebody shows up with a sack of nickels. Here's a sock full of nickels.
And a fucking carton of Marlboros. Yeah. Here's your inheritance.
Yeah, you just get his commissary. You can get all the ramen and Twinkies you want.
Oh, great.
Cashing in on your
telling you, man, that's the only guy. He's allowed to, if he wants to sell a t-shirt of my ghost and you all can celebrate it, he's earned it. Everybody else suck a dick.
Mersh left me Mersh's five cream colored jackets.
And an idea for some merch that you can produce and then sell.
If he don't, dude, I'll be really pissed and haunt him if he doesn't take advantage of the Mersh hate market.
Yeah, imagine that you're
and
watching
actually
from
doesn't
now,
make
like,
money
hey,
off them.
I thought I gave you permission to do the ghost shirt. Like, you're not.
It wasn't marketable, actually.
More people hate me than like me. You can make a lot of money on the Mersh ghost
shirt. Dude, I gave you a license to print money.
Yeah, but nobody's going to wear a shirt of somebody they hate.
That's a good point. That's
unless it's their dad.
I don't know. That's not true, because I've been in like Black Flammery reunions and they all have like spray painted shirts of people they used to talk shit about.
Yeah.
But when they die, they have to go.
Yeah, but they like
Tyrone
I'm
died.
I'm sorry, dude.
1985 to 2004.
I've seen a lot of lefty Trump merch. He might have a bullet in his head. He might be too. Toilet paper or whatever. But sure. I've seen a lot of Trump
his
faces
likeness
on,
is
a lot
on
of
their
merch.
Body.
Yeah. So it's true. You need to cash in on that shit.
Don't worry, I'm not worried
That's
about
funny,
it.
Dude.
I'll rebrand the show. You guys want to be my new co-host just in case it goes?
Sure.
Because hi, Bob, let's do it.
When everybody goes, Mersh died.
I'm not doing a night wave every day. That's
nah, I don't blame
crazy.
You.
I didn't get into this to work every day.
That's a hard work schedule these guys got going on.
It's too much. Yeah. It's too much for me.
You guys are doing the traditional radio fucking stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, I do 2 hours in the morning, then we do together 2 hours in the afternoon, then he does 2 hours at nighttime. Yeah. So 5 days a week.
Jeez. Wow, man. You guys don't get enough credit for how fucking insane that
oh,
is.
Oh, no, trust me. And every time we, like, and you know
the
you tell
the audience that you guys don't even get what
No, no, no. It's quite the opposite. Every time like, I'll go be like,
man, I'm kind of tired today. Oh, it's not like you have a real job. I'm like, oh, sorry for being tired, bro.
By the way, a real job, you can fuck the dog way harder than what you guys are doing. And also, I will say this is...
Yeah, you cannot perform at a real for a real job.
Oh, trust me, I've had
but
some of
those. But more importantly, when I hear a guy's like working that hard and he's like, I'm doing this and here, and I'm like, this guy hates his wife.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, like...
My man is getting away
when we started doing like the solo shit, too, like I was like, yeah, I want to do nighttime. Like, I always liked Art Bar. I want to do some shit like that. And then I slowly evolved into Alan Berg, and now I'm just praying for some like deranged fan to shoot me in a parking garage.
Yeah, what
like,
I do
at this point, I just hate everybody, and I'm just walking to my car every day, going, "I'm here, hello." Just
you've been bringing this up a lot. He's waiting.
And
he really
a day away for me turned into like an Art Bell thing, like Coast to Coast AM.
Yes,
all this weird. I love
rules.
Fucking love Coast to Coast. Yeah, that guy was
so good.
Fucking like he was just didn't screen calls. Had all these fucking weirdos.
Dude, anything they said, he like they'd be like, a ghost is in my house. He goes, okay, well, can you explain? Like he's on their side no matter what.
Yeah,
he doesn't call bullshit on anything. He's in.
And I love that stuff. So I go through the internet and I just find these weird, like these fucking weird people that are like two subs or whatever. That's how I found like the Frankie B. Flat guy. Mm-hmm.
What's the guy you guys have that like he lives in his parents' house and he's transgendered?
Dayton Hypernova.
They beat me in this.
He's exhausting. Yeah,
this guy is a 33-year-old man who still lives with his parents in Dayton, Ohio, and his parents are in there like, his dad's like 80 years old, and they're all retired, and he just recently became trans, but he's not trans. He's just a dude with a beard that wears a dress. He claims his brother Sherman beats him every single day. They beat me in this house. And he makes this vlog.
Can we see a video?
If you want to look up Dayton Hypernova.
Yeah, you guys go hard on this guy.
Yeah,
he just gets so exhausted. I'll tell you
what. How many people watch
his stuff? I started off feeling bad, and I just got to the point where I'm like, I fucking hate your guts. Oh, I want your family to kill you. Yeah.
So
it's kind of like the fucking annoying nerd.
So
he's saying he gets beaten in the house for being trans?
For being trans, but nobody beats him, by the way. And people have had the cops like have shown up a couple times because they're worried, like parents are worried about him, but his goal is to meet Christina Ricci, which he's done.
And really?
Yeah.
His like blogs?
Well, he didn't meet her because of the blogs. She was at like some Comic-Con event nearby, and he made his dad drive over there, and he stood in line and met her. Whatever. And then
that's not meeting somebody.
He thinks if that's the case, I fucking met Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
He thinks that Dr. Phil is going to, Dr. Phil is going to pick this up and he's going to be on the Dr. Phil show. So he makes.
He's like a fame whore.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he is. So the problem is like he's just.
He needs a sex tape.
But he could have just been good at something.
And he's then, like, good at complaining. I'll fucking tell you that. All of his videos are him like standing.
He's getting into porn, dude. Just fucking cut out the middle, man.
He's standing in the mirror like this with his phone and he's like, my parents beat me in this house. And they don't even like me. And my brother Sherman, Sherman's.
Is that some hand problem too?
Yeah, he's always. Oh yeah, he has.
He washes his hands a lot.
Yeah. What is the skin disease he has?
What's the flaky
skin?
Eczema.
Psoriasis.
And he has that, and he's always complaining about how. And I'm basically dying. And he says, and some people would. 400 people last year died of this skin disorder. I'm like, no, you don't. Get some lotion, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
And he is next level, like next level obsessed with Christina Ricci, obsessed with, he wants to start.
She don't even have fat titties anymore.
He wants to start his own boutique in Dayton, right? But listen to his plan. This is his plan. He wants to start a boutique in Dayton where he sells clothes. But this is... He's not going to
charge. Hot market.
He's not going to charge anybody for the clothes, right? He's not charging them for the clothes. What he's going to do is he's going to have a that he charges for. He's going to have
the clothes are complimentary.
A social credit system, and then they could tip him if they want. It's this weird, convoluted plan.
There's been a bunch
of a guy that would be working in a factory 10 years ago. But
no, he'd be fucking killed. He's a little waif.
There's been a bunch of like communist coffee.
That's shops. Him. There you go. You can play it.
I've seen this.
You
guy
can
before.
Play it. Go ahead.
I'm getting video. Just to talk a little bit about. I'm trying to be quiet because I don't want my voice to be overheard. Where I'm at, the room that I'm in. No, my parents aren't home.
Well, if I was going to fuck her, I'll tell you what I would need, guys.
Well, him. Him.
Ian Fidance's.
BlueChew.com.
Ian Fidance's fucking sensibilities.
Be Eddie Murphy in the 90s.
They leave the house basically pretty much every weekend. And they take
imagine
the car.
This is your, like, I guess, daughter. You come home and you're just like,
sorry.
They go away from
oh, my God. At this point, it's like, I, honest to God, if I was in that scenario, I would say, like, listen, okay, I don't see this going any other way. I'll tell you what. What if I give you $50,000 to leave?
Okay, it's
can we
funny,
talk about
it's
how
funny
blown
you
out
say
would
that?
You not, would that not what you do? I'm like, it's I'll give you $50,000.
Funny oh, yeah. you say that.
To leave.
His dad has offered him money.
Really?
He's offered him
how
money.
How much did he offer him?
He said, okay, so here's the thing. He doesn't have a job, right? He gets to live in the house rent free.
I thought he worked at Starbucks. That's
no,
they, that's
no
usually
job.
Where they work.
He gets to live in the house rent free. Right. He lives in the house rent free. His dad pay his and he doesn't have to do any work. They give him food, they give him shelter, they give him anything he needs, and they still give him $100 a week, and all he has to
a
do
stipend.
Is do laundry. He just has to do laundry. That's all he has
which
to do.
Which is literally
which
we
he
can all
doesn't
agree
even
the,
do.
He doesn't do it, but we can all agree is the easiest chore, right?
Right.
Like, laundry's the
I mean,
the
I don't
easy.
Know. It's a woman's chore, so I don't do it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and what does he want to be?
Not familiar with the process.
What does he
yeah,
want
I mean,
to be?
Look, those Asian ladies seem to really be coasting when I drop mine off.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If you understand a wash and fold and how cheap it is, that shows you market value wise. What is
they, those guys
yeah,
touching
yeah,
so much comment.
Like when it's a dollar a pound, I'm like, what are you doing?
This is
nonsense.
An easy gig.
This can't approach bologna prices.
Bologna prices.
What are you? Get the fuck out of here.
This yeah, can't approach
job is less,
bologna prices.
Your job is less relevant to the national economy than bologna.
Fuck.
Fucking Christ, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, so his dad offered him. He said, "Look, I'll give you mine," because his dad only gets Social Security, right?
Oh, and so like, dad's doesn't got cash like that.
No, no, they don't. His dad's
and
like,
dad's still like, listen, this might make me homeless, but
yeah, his dad's like, I'll give you my entire next Social Security check yes. if you leave.
Yeah,
and he won't.
I'll burn
leave.
This house to the ground if you don't live in it anymore. He's got to that point.
That's a scary. I mean, that's the reason to like don't have kids unless you got like enough money to fucking like buy them out.
Yeah, well, the thing, but here's the thing, though, dude. Dude,
just they got sweat equity for doing nothing. They're just David Cho painting a mural.
He's 33. This kid's 33 years old, though. He's 33.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's I understand, like, you know, 18, even 19. Like, I get it. Like, oh, you know, you're money night. I get it. You know,
of course.
But the parents are like 33, and they won't kick. He's moved out once.
I can't
before.
Even imagine.
Dude,
like,
I had
when I came home from college, my parents were like. Like, you know that you're just here for the summer. Like,
guys, and then you're
like,
leaving,
you're
right?
Guys, I lived, I had an uncle who was a Vietnam vet. And, like, honestly, like, my grandmother died. And it was just like.
I'm sorry. I didn't know she was sick.
No, yeah. It was years ago. But, like, it was like she wouldn't kick him out. He was like a thief. He was a drunk. He would wait
you know
till
that
get
she shouldn't
better.
Have exerting herself by fucking me like that at her age. But
honestly, if you.
To be fair, this young stud. He came through with a tech stud. Deck. He was finger-blasting
oh, no.
with a tech deck. She got fucking septic shock and
shows
died.
Up in his soaps.
These yeah. fingers are fucking, these fingers have been working.
He was grinding on her rail-thin legs from her cancer.
Do you ever think that like Papa Hypernova's ever thought to himself, God damn, if you had at least been a pedophile, the state would have to take care of you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm stuck right in the fucking
that's
middle
fucking
where it's like, ooh, stockbroker son, kid diddler, and I'm stuck in the
if
middle
you were
with you.
Just a little farther.
If you were just a
this
little
would be
crazier.
The state's problem.
This was, as somebody who has had family members who have not been thrown out by their parents who should have been. Like, I'm telling you, my grandmother should have thrown my uncle out and he was just like,
dude, my uncle
useless
was like a crackhead. Went and my grandmother's like stole all her fucking shit or whatever, and then eventually died. So problem solved. So
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a happy
how,
ending.
That's how that works.
I think
yeah.
that is the moral of that story. Yeah.
But this guy's not even. I mean, his nose was pretty blown out. He's probably doing some drugs.
Well, we don't know, but we think pills. Like he's definitely
yeah,
pilled out for sure.
Coke, but.
No, but I think he's crushing up oxys.
Oh yeah, that might be true. He's made some videos where he's
probably faking it. Probably fucking
dude, just
smoking.
Alex,
like,
can you just pull a picture
a
of that dude again?
Pain pills are a delicious
now,
bitch.
He seems more like he's smoking parsley and like I'm so yeah, fucking
no, his nose is blown out. Look at that nose.
Yeah,
that's a fucking
yeah.
That's a guy.
That's like
drugs.
I'm 9 years away from Artie Lang. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. He's either snorting.
You guys know this guy. You've
been
you guys have been jacking off to his blog.
It kind
of
looks.
5 years.
It kind of looks like the girl version of the fish from that Guillermo del Toro movie.
He's either snorting oxy or owns a bank.
Oh shit!
That's a blow. Yeah,
that's a bit of. So the cops have even showed up at the house, and it's not like even the real cops. It's like the social working cop. The lady's like, you know, and he records like,
it's like a girl cop.
So what he'll
one.
Do is he'll get his phone and he'll like put it
to
in
meter
his,
mid.
He'll put it in. Fucking meter mid shows up in her little car.
Her little box car. Her pink. That was one of the things I did recently. I go, do you think that there'd be more school shootings by women if they had pink guns?
And if they could aim. I mean, look at the one that shot up YouTube. Fucking, she killed herself. And that's about it.
Is that true? She didn't kill anyone?
Nobody died, right, at the YouTube shooting? I think someone got injured.
Really? No, she's the only one who died.
That person rolled their ankle running out of the building. Yeah.
No, the person died from laughing too hard. Yeah. It's
like, look at her.
She thinks he's a person.
Come on.
She's shooting a gun like Daffy Duck. She's like,
boom. She just flies back.
Boom.
Oh fuck! Oh my
fuck.
God!
What's crazy about that? She was Indian and she took the bus there. Didn't use the gun on the bus.
Fuck, man!
There was Stephen Paddock at
YouTube. Stephen Paddock.
That kind of fuck. It's like when you're playing Call of Duty and everyone on your team sucks. You're like, God damn it, man. The guy on the other time is just owning it. Like, it's just the equivalent
of that. Stop noob tubing.
Every time I respawn, I'm like, dead right away. It's bullshit.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Holy shit.
We're doing, we're almost at the end here, right? Like, yeah, we're good, fucking good. Flying by.
Hey, this, you know, oh, I guess we played a couple of videos, but.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't even really have guests usually, right?
We went off two.
Bring guests on to argue with them.
Yeah, well, that's not true. We did have John McAfee on, remember?
Well, I've been on your show. Yeah.
So this is a big honor.
You were
for
on,
me, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, Chris has been on. Was McAfee the last guest that we had?
That was the last
Dick
big
Masterson.
Guest.
Is that the guy that invented the virus scan?
Yeah, it really is.
Actually, Royce hooked me up with the guy, and he came on, and it was like funny. Stanley was always like, "We should have asked him about Epstein," and then but I had watched you guys interview, and he would not talk.
Yeah,
about
he wouldn't
Epstein.
Look. This McAfee,
even
fuck.
McAfee, who's a fucking
lunatic.
He's a G. He's a lunatic.
But I don't say
that
in a bad way. But he's a lunatic.
He knows Epstein.
Well, no, he does. He won't bring it up.
You guys asked him, and he was like, "I don't really know."
I just want to be. I want to be clear. I don't know Epstein.
I'm like pretend I don't know anything what you're talking about. Is this because he's afraid?
He's shooting guns on boats and doing like
with hookers and stuff
now. Epstein's like I know better than to talk about this.
Yeah, like he'll take on the government and like shoot.
But not Jeffrey Epstein. Out of seven countries.
102 to go. Yeah.
He has been kicked out of one seventh of as many countries as Jews, and he's still too scared to bring up Epstein.
He's a one man. Like
he is wow. Dude. He is a
He's nuts.
He's fucking nuts. Lunatic. But he was. One of the best interviews
you've
ever had.
I made him laugh on my Trump.
I saw your interview. It was great.
Yeah, just talk to him about bath salts and cryptocurrency.
He's
the
best.
Bath salts and cryptocurrency.
It was 8 in the morning. He just pounded.
I'm sorry?
You were into crypto, right? That's what you were
No, he was into crypto. No, he's a crypto guy.
Did you get out?
I'm the one who's eating my dick right now.
Oh, so you're still in.
Yeah, you know.
He's too deep. He's too deep.
I don't have any, but I watch it just to chuckle.
You fucking
Oh,
dick.
That's very funny. Look at these losers.
I just go like a...
This guy's over here with his fucking 401k.
Shut up, all right? I've got my sell orders set, and I'm waiting for that third round of suckers. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. They just need to tell five of their friends, and then they tell their five of their friends.
But I'm at the third part of the pyramid, which is still a pretty good part of the pyramid.
I think you got one more push.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
The line's going so low, you could soap off of them. Just sick grind, bro.
You know what? Somewhere, though, like somewhere, somebody right now, who had like a fucking home they
You're
lost
still up though probably
No
right?
but I
You're
love like early. If you watch The Big Short right? I love when everybody goes crypto. Watch The Big Short. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah
None
that's
of this
a good point.
It's all fucking worthless.
Imagine
go out and get your dick sucked tonight and have some fun, because that's pretty much all you got when you die.
That's it? That's all you have? What about like a family and loved ones?
No. Well,
they're all going to die. You know that, right?
Well, when merch dies, we have some pretty sick merch ideas.
Yeah, ghost t-shirts apparently.
Do it. to take advantage of it.
I'm ghost claiming shirt. I want
no, 1%. Ghost costumes.
Yo, can I have 1% of that idea?
You guys work it out. I don't want to be, look, I'm not, you know. All right,
1%?
Yes.
That's not bad. All right, fine. You know what?
I offer nothing.
Everybody, oh, well, then of course, then I'm,
of course then you don't. You're Canadian.
Yeah. I offer nothing to the equation. I will retweet the link.
Yeah, you're Canadian. The only thing you're qualified for is to become a conservative talk show host in America. Yeah.
That is a funny point you guys brought up, and I didn't even notice that. Yeah. They were like
Crowder, Gavin,
Jordan Peterson, Gavin McInnes, Stephen Molyneux, all these. There's so many of these Canadian guys that are like hard mega guys.
I've been screaming about this for years.
And I'm like,
you guys have been saying this.
I'm like, you're from Ottawa. Shut up.
Yeah.
I just crossed my mind a little, but never really.
Look, the only thing you're qualified.
It's almost like 70% of them are Canadian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of the big ones.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. It's
why weird. Is that?
I don't know.
What's your like hypothesis?
What do you mean? They get kicked?
No,
these guys have all been like kicked out of Canada.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
Crowder wasn't
opposite.
Kicked out of Canada.
Dude, you know, I mean,
you honestly want to know my theory?
The truth is, it's hard to come here, right? Like for those guys to come to America.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But like a guy like Jordan Peterson, like he can't have a career in Canada. Doing what he
career.
Does.
He's a
what are you talking about? He lives, still lives there. His daughter's making a meat club
he
and is a complete thought.
He works at
thought.
UFT, but he stopped now because he's literally fucking selling arenas.
He's also in rehab.
Kicked out of all that shit.
That was the fucking dorky session. I said to these guys, I go, you could see the moment where Peterson's career was over when he fucking did the Kavanaugh thing. And then he was like, he should just step down. And everyone was like, dude, that's retarded. And he goes, yeah, sorry, I was wrong. And it was like, Peterson's done.
I still don't know, like, the rehab thing, because he went for benzos, and that shit ain't easy. Like, that's, oh, like, God. I know heroin addicts that are like, I would
that was the biggest eye roll for me in the million years. When Jordan Peterson's in rehab, I was just like, and he's like, he was worried about his, and I was just like, fuck off.
Fine,
off.
Yeah, honestly.
Are you a badass, or are you a fucking loser? Like,
just because you dress like Scott Wyland doesn't mean you have to live
have
like
him. Have you seen old Jordan Peterson? Like, he wasn't, like, good looking, really. He like got
why me. You think he's hot
oh yeah
now?
No yeah. He's a fucking
he's
stud
got a
now.
Video
yo
about
he's like
Bret
fucking
Hart,
he's like all like suave now.
You like him
I mean,
with
I'd
the beard?
I'd stick it in his fucking herpes daughter, but you know,
I know a guy that fucked his daughter.
Yeah, did he give
oh,
her the
so you
did
know
he
like
give her the
five
did he give
so
her the
I
old
basically
the burn?
His daughter. He told me all about
did
it.
Did he burn her? Did was he the one that gave her the old
oh, she have herpes?
Oh yeah, no,
she posted her own medication.
She posted her medication.
Maybe my boy should stop bragging about fucking her.
It's about that time, yeah.
It's definitely a point of pride for him.
Can you
say his name?
Can you imagine fucking
dude.
Her with her all meat diet?
But this
diet?
Is before any of this stuff. This is back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was like 12.
Wait, hey, so your friend's Jewish?
No, it turns out Jordan Peterson's Puerto Rican.
Oh, that made it for me.
We have an ongoing bit on the show, which is because. There's pictures of Michaela Peterson with her mattress on the floor and like just a baby there.
She's
it's very,
thought.
Very thoughty. And we
she's thoughty, yeah.
We always say anyway. Jordan Peterson definitely didn't fuck his daughter.
Yeah, no, we always want to really assure
definitely
our audience.
Did not.
And, you know, no, it's a good now that you brought it up, I think it's a good time to remind everybody that Jordan Peterson definitely did not fuck his daughter.
And if you're
and
not
we really get disgusted when people try to imply anything otherwise.
And
we've never strayed from that narrative on this show that Jordan Peterson has and will never fuck his daughter.
Never.
And, oh, there
you
she is.
Can say no.
And if you're not
oh,
going,
no, that makes me uncomfortable. Okay,
there it is.
I can't. That's not.
Oh no.
And if you're not going to fuck your daughter. BlueChew.com.
Jesus.
BlueChew.com.
Could this producer have found in any
get it up
fucking,
the fuck someone other Jesus than your Christ. Daughter?
Alex is a great producer. Yeah,
Alex is
and
a
you should listen
Alex.
To her podcast,
hey, Alex.
Broad Topics.
Broad Topics. I've heard it before.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Hey, Alex, do me a favor. Jesus, could you not find an ultrasound photo? Holy shit. That was like the youngest photo I've ever seen
an
of this broad.
Ultrasound photo?
Jesus.
That's like the photo they used when they shot Trayvon.
Because I've seen
fucking baby picture.
I've seen so much coverage of Michaela, and that's the first time I went, all right, that's that even I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, fuck,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ.
We should probably start rapping, huh?
Yeah, let's wrap it. We can fuck,
okay.
Fuck well, you YouTube assholes. We're not monetized on there
anyway.
Throw you a word?
We just start rapping, and I said, throw me a word.
Okay, I don't think you want the word I was going to throw.
Bigger.
No.
Boom.
No.
Reich. Rhyme something with Reich.
Okay. What you're doing isn't right, but if you're losing your money, you could blame. Okay,
no!
What do you want to plug?
Guys.
What do you want to plug?
Ryan Long Comedy for all your comedy needs. I'm the biggest comedian on TikTok. I don't know if you guys. Your young fucking college age audience will get me. They're not going to be able to relate to old guys like you, but youtube.com/RyanLongComedy, Instagram. You guys aren't big. You guys don't do that much Instagram.
We don't do a lot of gram. We're not big on the gram.
You know what's funny? Because when I didn't do Twitter for 3 years, like I was just YouTube videos. And then when I moved to New York, in America, it's like Twitter's the main one.
No, of course.
Which I was like, ugh. I put my fucking thing on the wrong thing. You know what I'm, you know.
Nah, you're TikTok.
No, we get it. You're a rapist. Yeah,
we
know.
We got it. We got it. And if Chris, what we plug?
High Society Radio.
High Society. Love the show.
Every Tuesday on YouTube and iTunes, and Thursdays at 8 live for free on GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Gas Digital, baby.
I've never. What is it? Gas Digital?
You don't need a promo code to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Gas
Digital. Oh, never mind. I looked at the beautiful table here.
Gas Digital.
Wait a minute. I just snapped out and looked around. No,
it's right there.
Yeah, I know you guys podcast off of TV trays.
First off, they're not TV trays. They're not TV trays. It's an old dining room table, I'll have you know.
All I ask is please send my love to your co-host.
How far are you guys from here?
We'll do. What do you mean?
Like, do you drive or do you fly?
Jeez, we're not that far.
24-hour drive.
I don't know where Florida is.
How Canadian are you?
100% Canadian.
It's a 2-hour flight.
It's okay, so you have to fly. Like,
yeah. It's a 24-hour drive.
Like, you gotta...
I mean, we could come
cheap flight
once in a while.
I can do whatever the fuck
no,
I want.
No, actually, JetBlue was pretty cheap for from
like
Orlando.
A buck 80.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually not. It was more expensive to like fly to DC.
But you're closer to LA than you are to here.
No, we're way closer to here than LA.
Okay.
It's about 5 hours.
No, I'm asking.
It's about 5 hours to LA. It's 2 hours.
It's the
here.
Same flight.
I don't know.
From where they live to LA is the same flight as
I
from
don't,
here
not
to
from
LA,
this country. That's like me being like, okay, we're in fucking Denmark or the like. I don't know the thing.
No, I get it. But if I move to Canada, I'd like
yeah, but I like know where
basics.
Stuff in Canada
yeah.
is.
Yeah, no, I'm really.
He learned the basics. He knows the age of consent in every state. You fucking nail him on that. He's gonna fuck. Watch this, Missouri,
14.
See.
Yeah.
Told you.
Everyone
well,
knows
I mean,
that one.
That
hopefully.
Is actually.
We wrap up.
Here's a hoping.
We're not
God
top that.
Damn. Oh my God, that was a really, really fun show. Thank Alex. Man. Thank you so
can
much.
I promote
you
this
were
one
fantastic.
More time?
You
can promote it one more time. Fucking
yeah, no, thank you so much, Alex. Can I just promote some, and Broad Topics also on
Broad
Gas
Topics.
Why don't you guys just get a Gas Digital subscription like,
and use the promo code HSR?
And use promo code HSR because these are my
That's
niggas.
What I tried to say.
But they seriously, Gas has been nothing but kind to us even before all this. And we just want to promote real quick, too, that we will be at Comedy Fight Club this Sunday.
Yes.
The 22nd, 9 p.m., be at the Stan Comedy Club, the upstairs room. And if you go to the website right now, promo code CFC will get you $5 off on tickets. We'll be there. Dave Cyrus will be there. Lindsay Jennings will be there.
You guys should come.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fucking hang.
You should all come hang out.
Actually, the Gas Digital Christmas party is at the same time.
Oh.
I'm going to go drink for free.
We're also, by the way, we're going to have a little after party afterwards. So, but if you want to, you know, come there. Like, come support this great event. It's going to be awesome.
All right. That's it. I guess we're done.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Peace.
Appreciate it. Bye.